is Maria.
Hello?
And I'm here to tell you about ASMR.
Just checking the volume.
It's their phone.
Sensory. Meridian response.
Classify this rock.
What up, juggalos? What up,
juggalos?
Hi.
Oh, boy, you woke up thumbs up.
Tell that was stupid.
Oops.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Get out of here.
I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
Get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun of awesomeness.
Come on here.
Acting your butt in here.
Never surrender.
Sit down.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, go.
Let me preface this.
I know it.
I have a lot of sex with you.
What? Ultra humongous.
Wow.
I saw at least 4 feet of it.
Wow.
That can happen. Johnny is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to tase me.
And the driveway is not nice.
Oh, humiliating.
Poop problem.
Shut up, all the parents.
He had alcohol.
There's a fight.
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Yanked off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
Well, I don't get that. Bad call.
Respect.
Siegel often draws his audience at the expense of others.
No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at the caller with a colostomy bag.
That's pretty funny.
I'm still not sure what happened.
Daddy, what do you do when you go to work?
Can I get
some
marijuana?
Excuse me?
How about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl?
That weird
vote for me for employee of the month?
No. Doesn't matter. I still won.
What is this, Eva? Need. How you pronounce the word? Goodbye to Texas University of Texas. The turd and white, Lord. Good luck to them dear old Texas Aggies. They ones who knows how to fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you. Yes, Lord. That is the song they sang so well. It sounds like goodbye to Texas. Now for the Aggies, look here, chicken wing a bone, chicken digga, chicken a hugger on those. Let me.
It's Elliot in the morning. Your phone number, bang. 866-2468.
Hello.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Good.
get power?
Yeah. Lose.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, we flickered a lot.
Did you? I'm flickered a little bit. Did you?
Well, I don't have to worry about it cutting off any air conditioning.
I was going to ask.
That's the good part.
Wait, is today the window?
Yeah, yeah. Got to call in sick today. Although, you know what? I bet we get screwed.
Because
well, power.
Yeah, but you had this schedule. Like,
yeah, but there are people out fixing regular power. They're not going to be able to come fix an air conditioner. Calling people in from, like, companies and stuff to go help.
Yeah, from, like, other states and stuff, but I...
Other states? The whole country got it.
I know, but...
At one point yesterday, I was looking at a map.
You didn't call, like, Dominion to come fix...
I feel like those guys get called out to, like, go help out on, like, real problems.
You got to be home between 8 and 5.
Right. 4:59. Or bell to ring. Ugh, I do. In the house yesterday. I think that's why I've got a cough. Is that it's just, it's
you,
so,
you had,
so...
You had air conditioning.
Now it's just sitting in there. Like, sitting in there heavy. Honestly, I just keep telling the kids. It's like being at the beach. Yeah. At one day, three of the four people in my house were just naked. Just sitting around trying to beat the,
Jackie.
I wanted to keep some clothing on and have everything good. No, but I was going to say it. One day, I looked at a map. It didn't matter if you were up all the way up on the Canadian border, in the itty-bitty tip. Everybody was getting nailed. Was nailed by storms. Yes. Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Did you lose power? I felt like you guys were... If the entire eastern side of the country got it, Montgomery County in the center of all bad.
Yeah, no, we only flickered. We escaped some of the veer damage that you saw around us.
Oh, it was bad, though. Like, just the stuff. It seemed like all around you was just disaster zone.
Well, nearby, there was a death.
That, who, was that car with the wires that fell on the car?
Yeah.
Oh, that was bad. That was really... I saw some, I don't know where it was, but I saw an apartment complex got hit by Lada, and then that went up. And, I think they got it. When the fire, but man, those storms were bad last night, and I thought, oh crap, if we lose power and I don't see AGT, whew, man, there's gonna be at the house. But are we done?
Today's gonna be beautiful. I mean, comparatively, it's not gonna be as hot, it's only as windy.
But like, they shut down train service. Like, I know, like, trains between DC and, in New York were, shut down. And then once you get, like, forget Amtrak, then once you start getting into, like, local commuter trains, those were all shut down around here, and then up in Philly, up in it was shut down. And going south was no better. It was bad. And was he who got his foot, and I don't know why he's always bothering me, was the guy who got his foot caught in the escalator, was that storm-related because the escalator jammed for a second and then started that he ended up caught in the escalator?
Was that on Metro?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe it was one of the, somebody was going into, I don't know if they were going in or coming out of the Metro stop. But thank God.
How bad?
Oh, I don't know. I just saw that they were going over just like a list of problems, but I don't know if the two of those were tied. If it were, I heard on the news, on the way in, all detour on the way into work this morning to hand over my license.
Where?
2 minutes from the house. I was on Route 50. You know where I was? Right by
burying the lead.
I was right by Celebrity Deli. What? Well, I wasn't. You know,
three.
You know,
the
well, yeah. It was just a minor, I handed
speeding.
Although no. You know what it was? What? And I. So here was the deal. So I was going down the road. There was a car in front of it was being pulled over. Pulled over to the right because I can't remember what that law is where you're like supposed to try to give. He pulled into the left turn lane, and then I pulled over into the right lane, and I saw it when it happened, Diane. I passed who was like coming out to get on. Went by, I saw his headlights, but I guess he didn't far. So I'm driving when this. I looked right at the speed, a mile or two over, but nothing, no egregious infraction. So I pull over. Well, the cop pulls out behind me, and I as I went by, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm not speeding," because I had just gone around a cop. And then all of a sudden, his lights came on. I was like, "Ah, f me, what did I do?" So over. You're supposed to. Well, what did I do before I pulled over?
Blinker.
Yeah. What do I very rarely use?
Blinker?
Of course, but when there's a cop behind you, you want to make sure you use your blinker. So, but he said he didn't give me the quiz of, do you know why I bailed? I've been like, no, I have no idea. But he said when I went...
I don't think that's like a fine if you don't say you don't know.
I don't like what I could have done.
He could have said
wrong.
I wasn't speeding.
Well, he wasn't asking me for the things I was doing. Well, I had my seat. Like, I don't like going over the process. Because the second, was I going too fast? That gives them, yeah, of course you were. So, blinker on, I pull over, he pulls over next to me, but you know what weird, this is nothing
new. Put your hands out of the window?
No, I rolled the window down on my driver's side window. I like to make a lot of movements sitting there, I turned the radio down, And then,
thank you.
And that's when I missed the escalator. But I set it on my leg, right? All of a sudden, I'm sitting there, I'm going, where the hell's the cop? Like, what, he's not coming out. And then I was like, it's not raining.
Is he still sitting in the car?
That's what I thought. Really running these plates. Or maybe the math is hard when you're trying to...
It was several pages that he...
Then he scared the hell... Ever had a cop approach from the passenger side of the car? That...
Well, was the left, like the right shoulder?
Side. Yeah, I was on the right shoulder.
He was... I mean,
but there was next to me is a ditch. And then on the other side, Diane, it's 2:40 in the morning. There's nobody out.
But the people are either groggy or drunk.
No,
so
or
I don't blame
maybe
them.
On their way to work. Knocks on the passenger side window. Not. I was like, whoo, on that window. And he said, and he told me why he pulled me over. Because when I went by him, he didn't. And the only thing I could think is maybe I was leaning over. I dropped something on the floor. Well, I dropped the cup on the floor. I bent over real quick to pick it up.
A driverless vehicle?
Well, I don't think he thought a ghost was driving the car, Diane.
Oh, it's like those pranks at the drive.
So, I didn't know. I said, oh, well, I'm in here. And so, which I think may have come off a little bit dickish, but I'm very good on the yes sir, no sir. And said, I need your license and registration. I was like, that's cool. And then he's the tinting on my windows too dark. And I said, I don't know. This is how they've always been. And so, well, I didn't say it like that. I was just like, okay. And so he said, well, I have a machine. We're going to, okay.
Wow.
So he took my registration and then he asked the best question. This is the one I love. Meaning, and I said, oh, no. I'm, which it is next question.
Where do you work?
Right. But I was good this time. I just said, and he said, oh, okay, license and registration.
He didn't care.
Even though you have a test. How were you good? You good that time?
Yeah.
I was good this time.
So
did you turn on the interior lights so you can see your logo?
Are you kidding? What does it say on the shirt? God damn it. What do I have to do? No. So he came back from the car, and he asked me to roll up the passenger window about 3 or 4 inches. And then he attached, and I've never seen this before, where they attach a box that goes on your window, and it reads the degree of tinting that's on. I've never seen that before.
No. Had those?
I don't know if this cop had one.
Did.
And so he said, okay, on there. And while it was reading, he was like, just so you know, obviously a clean is going to be the zero, and then immediately black, it would be 100.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started to tell me, like, where it can be. And there's a difference between, like, your front passenger, like, your front windows and then your back windows.
Right.
And at that point, he was saying a bunch of, oh, I've never heard this before. And now I'm trying to read the machine. But I don't know what numbers I'm listing. And so he said, fine. They just, you know, they look dark, but we'd wanted to check it. He said, you could understand why we're dark. And I said, yep. And he said, night. And I said, I don't. And then said it was fine. And he said, just so you know, if your windows are fine and, you know, as long as he said, I can't imagine that just in the pulled over for that before. And I said, no, this is how the windows are.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, as long as you're respectfully kind that you won't run, i.e. if you start getting lippy with cops about the windows, and then you don't know what happens. But I couldn't have been more yes sir, no sir. And then, and this is for you, he asked if I had any more questions. Well, I didn't have any. And so I said, no, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah.
And he handed me the license and registration back. And I was started to put that back. And he said, I'm not going to, which I thought, well, that's perfect for me.
Right.
Because you probably can see there's been a lot of people document.
In more ways than one.
And then he said, boy, you leave early. You don't start till like right before 6, right? I was like, yeah, now my man. How about a throw? Where do you want to go?
You know, I love Roger Waters. Oh. All right, well.
Date on that booth. It was very cool. So it takes me a long time to get ready. I'll read fast. I mean, he didn't care about that. And then he told me to drive, get to work safely, and carry on. Have a good day. And I said, thanks, awesome, good to go. And then how did I leave the scene, Diane?
With ground effects.
With
lighting.
That's
and the underglow.
You're going to get back on the road.
Right, and what do I normally not do?
Never use a window.
And I haven't done this in...
I hope you tomorrow morning for mocking
right.
the process.
I didn't mock the process at all. What have I done to the process?
The safety is so proper stop.
I didn't use
pre
a proper
and
stop.
Pre and post interaction.
I did.
No, you used your blinkers in a satirical way.
No. I'm just not good at using my blinkers. No, my left from my right. I tend to not use it a lot, but you know what I did?
If that's the reason, I need your license immediately, and I'm cutting it up.
But you know what I did on the way in? Because it'd be screwed. So when I got to the Beltway,
used a blinker?
No, Diane, I always use my blinker. What if I got to the Beltway? I have this feature in my car in forever. And they say you should use it all the time.
Cruise control.
Did?
Yeah, I cruise controlled the whole way. 66, put it right on. I did, in case the cop is still listening.
Yeah, that must have taken an extra 10 minutes to get to work.
I was like, oh my God, how do people move? It seems so slow. But in case Fairfax County's finest did disengage cruise control and slow it down during the work zone, the Dulles Toll Road. You want to make it through there because there's people working. God, all I need
Only
now.
There.
All I need is another ticket. And what you call it?
Have you gone in without one to where you may have like gained a point somewhere?
From getting pulled over? Maybe.
Not because I mean a
red light,
like a red light, that doesn't count. That doesn't
I don't
give
run
you
red
points,
lights.
Right?
I never get tickets for. It's not true. That's not true. It's been
a year. Don't you?
I get a lot of speeding tickets across the way. But now I know what that bot was. But a lot of times I
it's
catch
like
it
a refrigerator.
As I go right by, I'm like, man, these people think this. So yeah, no, I got away without. I should say I got away. I didn't do anything wrong. Am I put the box on there and it was good to guts before? I've never seen it used.
John Taylor on Twitter.
You saw it. We just heard that song yesterday.
Taylor. Some cops have the gun 6 times on my car.
Got it. I'd rip the tinting off. It stopped that much.
But but this wasn't. Like, I don't know, is there a machine where they can, like fire, like, window?
Sean says it shoots light.
Oh, I didn't have a gun. Box. Hi, Elliot, in the morning. And by the way, the cop could not have been nicer. I don't have his name. I didn't read his badge.
See him at the concert.
At the concert? You kidding? He'll be on the band.
It's gonna be others. Billy Corgan, Sheryl Crow, Tom Morello.
No, actually, we bumped Morello for the cop.
Oh, wow.
he plays a little guitar.
Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Is it me?
Yeah.
This is Anton Frederick.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm a state inspector for Maryland, and when cars come in for state inspections and they have tint on the windows, I have the same material I use.
Box that just slides over the, like, really put my teeth.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it has a magnet on there, too, so you can hold two ends of the boxes together. And you're reading, like, the transmittance of what you turn through the glass.
Right. Like, he just set it on top of the like, halfway. He just set it on the, it attached right on started reading.
Yeah, I mean, it's legal for the two front windows if you have a truck. It's 35%, but I mean, how dark?
Oh, it's not dark at all. I think I was trying to read the box without trying to be like, hey, I should look while I was there. But I want to say like 18 or 14.
Yeah, it's kind of dark.
No, come on, that's not dark.
13 or 14?
I misspoke. 3 or 4. I think it said 3 or 4. 3 or 4.
It's basically like you can't even see through it.
When I was 13, I was like, my God, I don't even know how I could decide. 13
or... Well, if it's 100%, that's completely clear.
No, clear.
About that.
Oh, so does it go the other way, where the lower the number, the darker it...
Yeah, so you can buy...
Oh! So 13 or 14 is Rick?
Yeah.
Is that just is that the percentage of light that gets through?
Like, let's just say, I don't know, but I mean, 20 to I guess 13 to 25, it all depends on like the machine.
Oh, so I should have asked if he calibrated. Wait, so Tyler asked a good question. Is the does that represent the percentage of light that gets window?
Yes.
Boy. Ooh.
That does seem low, doesn't it? Isn't it?
You were so proud of yourself.
Yeah.
I was, because the way
it was only a 13.
No, because, well, obviously, in my fear of going to jail, I thought it was 0 is like it's crystal clear, and 100 is pitch black. I have that reversed. You know what? It's oh God damn!
The guy for those tickets because here, I mean, according to
right,
your windows are illegal.
No, they're not.
I pulled it up.
Wait, no. If 35 is what it is, then I should be good to go because I'm under.
I'm just gonna be going to a lot of shows.
God damn, Elliot got off again.
I got. You know what? I have an entire section being set. Actually, you know what? Nobody could go to the all filled with police officers now. No. Wait. So 13, 15 too dark? Hey, that doesn't sound right to me.
I don't make the law. I just have to. I have a tent meter. And
I follow it. I don't make it either. I just follow it. Oh,
yeah.
God damn it. I said that. 13 or 14 was low. Because I'm nervous.
Isn't how panicked you are now.
Isn't the number different, though, for front windows, front windows, and back windows?
Like, for Maryland, if you have a truck or SUV.
I have a truck.
Okay, well, you can have your windows in Maryland, 35, have the back windows spray painted. That's how it is. You can have them spray painted black.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No ass.
Passenger?
Yeah, as long as it's not your front windows, that could be 35%, and then everything else could be pitch black, which would be zero. Which,
if you have a car, like a car, your car windows have to be 35%.
5%.
Yeah.
A lot. Well, now I feel bad. Now I don't want that cop to be let me go.
According to this website.
Hey, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
He's referring for the front, it's 50.
Front's 50? Well, I was way under 50.
That's why he wasn't going to mark that stop.
Oh, so maybe that's why he said I'm not going to document this. So he really served me up a solid.
Yes, he did.
You know who's not going to serve me up a solid?
His supervisor?
No, the person I'm going to pass on. Great. Crap, that sucks. I've had that before. I've had that tinting on... Well, no, I haven't. No, I haven't. Who put the tinting on my car overnight?
I don't know. You know how many get a... Can you, like, rip it off like a sticker? Like they can do on these windows?
No, I think it goes on. I'm off.
So limo tint, we're being tweeted by a lot of people, is at 5%.
That's only on the back windows.
But they're writing that 20% is pretty dark.
Yeah. Well, I'm not at 20%.
All up in you, 77 on Twitter says 5% all the way around my car. Good luck trying to see in.
He's a limo driver.
The front seats have to be like where the driver is. That can't be. That can't be low, right?
Well, the back would violate law in some states. Limos maybe have some sort of exemption.
Well, I drive a limo. I limo my kids all over the place.
That's what you're going to... Oh, dad's taxi. That's what you're going to say next time you get pulled over on the way home today.
I'm more...
Oh, this is Bobby Coleman.
Hey, what's going
on? Hey, I just want to let you know, man, I know all the tent laws in Virginia. Basically, if your driver window and your passenger window in Virginia said 50% of light fit into the vehicle... You know, any other window is 35% all the way around.
It's very confusing. It's very, very confusing because I feel like my number is well below that part. But I feel like below is good. But nope, this sounds like it's.
Right.
Oof.
As long as you didn't come out with a ticket, you're doing something positive. So.
Well, I'll probably get three or four today. To the American Legion Bridge and be like, oh my God, what's the police activity?
John Taylor?
Yes, John's back.
He wrote earlier? Immediately. He's 20 in Virginia.
Had you also?
No, I had no idea.
I had never heard that before.
But then again, I was never the baller tinting.
Tyler's right. With my underglow, I don't want to be distracted by the amount of light that comes off.
Damn, Pennsylvania is 70%.
Joke around. I'm telling you, Pennsylvania is where I had to go to get when I lived there when I was supposed to get a physical to be able to drive. That's why I drove for 2 years undocumented.
Illegally.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. It's rough.
Florida's pretty lax.
Well, Florida's awesome. You don't even need to wear a helmet in that state. What is,
28 up front, 15.
Wait, 15. Oh, I'm solid. Except my...
If you were driving in Florida.
Backseat. Yes.
Who's the most lenient?
If I had to...
Let's see.
I'm just trying
lenient?
To...
Lenient?
Yeah, but only because it's another no helmet state.
To the back is any darkness.
If you've got a no helmet state, they don't care that I have tinting on my window. They don't care if my head hits the cement.
It's pretty low.
What are
the back?
Oh, that's not bad. What is it for the front? Does it say?
40.
Ooh, I'm not going to make that.
They want a nice average.
But thanks to that cop, we all learned something today.
Yep. You can talk about it later today.
When I'm in the back. You know what? As I'm getting hauled in today, hey, what's the tinting back here?
These cuffs are tight.
Jersey's weird.
What is Jersey?
No tinting in the front.
At all?
Any tinting in the back.
Wait, so nothing up front, anything goes in the back?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh, New York is also a 70% state like Pennsylvania.
Wait, what's, because these lived in New York. What is that? Am I elite?
Yeah.
Bad.
Oh, we don't have to worry about that.
Thank God we only lived there for 3 weeks.
All right, let me do my break. I got a lot of stuff that I got to get through today. So take a quick break. We'll come back later.
Elliot in the Morning wants you to meet Imagine Dragons. Listen to EITM all week to the show. And passes to head backstage to meet Imagine Dragons. See the band. Hit all the deep. Facebook.com/EITM on Elliot in the Morning. Follow us on Instagram. 102 Richmond. From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
All travel lanes reopened, but still a slow go 95 southbound between Ladysmith and early morning incident involving a semi. A downed tree still partially impacts your commute in Goochland, 64 westbound between 522. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Kevin.
Report is brought to you by Nissan of Richmond.
At Nissan of Richmond, we found ways to help cool off. Save up to $5,000 off MSRP on a new Altima at Nissan of Richmond. Escape the summer heat and cool off with a new ride from Nissan of Richmond. NissanRVA.com.
Two or more at this price. Big details.
About 1 in 7 people you meet in our community is younger. It could be a clerk at your favorite. It just may be your child's friend from school. The working families below poverty. After paying rent and utilities, they have no food. It could be your elderly neighbor or the family next door. The only money many have is from a fixed income, which many is the purchase of both the and nutritious food. Hunger Relief Feed More. Central Hunger Relief Organization. To donate, volunteer, and get involved, pleasefeed.org.
This is
in salivations.
Benny does not have a way with words, particularly when it comes
high and mighty. No, a fat top flu hawk. Just give me a bowler's cut.
The good news, Bumbling Benny, is they figure out exactly what kind of haircut you want. Because last time they took clip notes, detailed notes on your haircut that any stylist at any, because they know your haircut.
That's music to my eyes.
Good effort. Great clips. It's gonna be great.
Final summer series at West Broad Village continues this Saturday at 7 p.m. Tribute band Cowboy at the Pat Hotel. Plus an array of restaurants offering delicious food too. Visit West Broad Village on Facebook.
Need a good reinvestment Toyota? How about Mountain? Right now, we're offering incredible deals on 900 vehicles, including over 100 team Camrys, starting at just $19,998. Plus, zero for 60 months. That's just $1,667 per thousand finance with a TFS. Plus, it comes with 2 years of no-cost maintenance and another 2 years of no-cost maintenance from McGeorge. That's 4 years of no-cost maintenance and 0% APR on brand new 2015 Camrys starting at just $19,999. Prices include all Toyota factory rebates, tax title tags, and $495 processing fee. But these deals, like our incredible selection, won't last. Sale you. So hurry to 9319 West Broad or McGeorgeToyota.com. McGeorge Toyota, with over a
17-year-old Billy wanted to put the two hulking piece of American muscle, but he was missing some tools. AutoZone turned him onto their Loan-A-Tool program. Renewed engine roar? Why, that starter little starter stash of his turned into a bushy testament to his manhood. And we call him Billy no more. That's Bill Zone. From Loan-A-Tool to free battery testing, let AutoZone help find yours.
Summer's at Capital Ale House. And his favorite craft brewers are on tap on Cap Ale's scenic patios. The kitchen is open late every night until 1 a.m. Spend the summer at Capital Ale House. Downtown in Spokane. More at Capital Ale House.
It's the hot deals on cool wheel sales event only at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC. You can be a Hendrick driver by visiting Urban Vehicles in Virginia at our brand new location just a quarter mile past Shortcut Mall on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 free owned vehicles to choose from. Right now, in Grand Off Silverados and Sierras, up to 3 Grand Off Equinox and Terrain, 5 old Malibus. Get 0% to 72 months, plus 2 Grand Off 15 Camaros, up to 7 Tahoe, up to 6 Grand Off Acadias, up to 6,500 off 100 new Enclaves. Hold hard cash. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick EMC in Richmond, you too can be a Hendrick driver.
All RP. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. No money down and 1388 Primeros with approved
credit. Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. See why I say nobody beats.
Now, back to on XL102.
It's Elliot in the morning. All right, we got a good busy one today. We got a lot of stuff that we got to get through today. I will continue to give you to go see Imagine Dragons. Keep in mind, everybody who wins those tickets, not only do you get tickets to go to the show, passes to go backstage and meet Imagine Dragons. So we'll keep doing that today. Today is Wednesday. That means third row seats for Raw. Tomorrow we'll do second Friday. So today, third row seats. WWE Monday Night Raw. Roger Waters will be here for a benefit concert. The tickets for that. I generally only hand them out as I cross into the state of Virginia.
You have already given away a section.
sure, it was Tuesday and not Monday.
Roger Waters, Billy Corgan, Sheryl Crow, and Tom O'Connor. It's music here. Big benefit concert taking place here in D.C. It's a little bit later on. We'll do that during that dirt. A lot of stories that we got to get through today. There's a lot of stuff to get through. Also, what was the last tip that we got on tinting that came in during the break?
Yeah, it's from Lydia. If you have or had skin cancer, sir, a darker tint.
Thank you.
Documentation from an oncologist.
Does it have to be an oncologist? What, like Jess, the hot doctor?
Okay.
Scribble something down on a pad?
She wants to commit fraud.
What about like a professor?
How about
who's just... You're going to see the professor at the end.
Oh, Professor Liu. Oh, you know, he is a professor at UVA. I bet that would work. He would know about your law enforcement. Elliot has skin cancer. Prof Liu.
<Goodness. laughs>
All right, Diane, let's get into some news.
Retailers announcing they were going to be doing the sale of Confederate flag merchandise. So we knew Walmart announced that they would stop selling such things on Monday, and then similar decisions came down.
It was on eBay, Sears. Nobody shops at Etsy. Nobody should shop through Etsy. And then didn't Target also announce that they were doing the same?
Is going to block digital ads, including merchant ads that feature Confederate flags, saying that they conveyed their policy against remote content that could be perceived as an expression of hate. Still, flag manufacturers and others to sell this merchandise say they have in the last couple of days.
Oh, you up into that flag that's right above the Popeyes that I always stop at. But I wonder if probably selling them like crazy. That
absolutely.
I totally believe.
Yeah.
You know who the and obviously this all comes on the heels of the Dylan in killing the so yesterday. You know what the absolute worst. I don't want to say, but story that's come out of that whole thing aside from obviously Ninth Family. Did you see? I'd never heard of the guy. He certainly deserves to be known. He is a representative of South Carolina by the name of Bill Chumley.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this piece of garbage? He's upset that he's upset with the victims. He's upset with the nine victims inside the church and doesn't understand how nine people can die in there with a gun. He doesn't understand how nine people can sit there, especially when the story came. Story had to unroof, had to reload his gun. It doesn't understand why nine sat on their hands and didn't do something to prevent everybody, all nine, from dying. Who the?
I don't know. Because I think even the CNN reporter who was talking to him said, "Wait a minute, let me. I want to make sure I'm understanding you correctly."
The reporter did stop the interview, stop and like cut it off, but and said, "Excuse me, I just want to be clear what you're saying."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Yeah, I don't understand how a guy and I also referred to him as a 20-year-old little skinny kid
yeah.
can shoot and kill nine people." Well, stopped him.
Well, first of all, no idea what went on in that church. You have no clue what church. You don't know if anybody was trying to shield somebody. You have no idea if somebody was trying to go after him. And by the way, nine people got shot to death in that church from that from why are you blaming them? But what crap is? I saw that yesterday.
And he hasn't, I guess this evening, I don't think, he hasn't come out and said, like, any apology.
How are you
going to
justify
anything?
That? The reporter stopped him. And I don't know who the CNN reporter, I don't know who was doing the story. But the CNN reporter essentially stopped him. And first of all, I can, but maybe it's the, like, who was the, was it Rick Perry who called it an accident instead of an incident? Mm-hmm. And so the reporter was like, whoa, I got to be hearing this wrong. You're not blaming the nine people in that church for getting killed. And he was like, oh, yeah, this white little skinny kid stood up and killed nine people. I don't understand how that happens. What was wrong with God said everybody in that church would.
Yeah, the 87-year-old woman should have, like, you know.
Yeah, how dare she.
Thrown her seat.
But what a piece of garbage. He's got to go.
He issue some sort of apology.
There is no apology.
I know.
What apology is she going to issue?
He should apologize at very least.
There is no apology. For,
not
for
saying it would do
them.
Something, but at least, you know, he should.
Understand that. When I saw it, I had, could not believe it. Could not believe it.
He serves the...
No kidding.
Well, I hope, again, they vote against him.
Wow.
But could you imagine that?
No.
Can you imagine? What the F are you thinking? And he even spells it out. Well, it was my understanding that the white kid had a re-luddy run and attack him. Stupid ass. You have no idea what went on in that church. Other than the results that nine people were shot and killed. That's all in that church.
Yeah, he said.
That went on in that church is that those same nine did that skinny little white kid in for an hour.
Yeah. He said, these people sat turned to be shot. That's that when somebody in there with the means of self-defense could have stopped this and less funerals than we're having.
Inconvenience you with the amount of funerals you have to go to.
Yeah.
You piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Pissed me off so bad yesterday. God, what a jackass. I'm sorry.
Story that came out yesterday, ISIS releasing a new video showing...
Oh, I can't take that either.
Did you watch it?
No, I can't.
I was reading the descriptions,
as
enough.
The thing that came out yesterday with ISIS was horrible the video was when they had the guy in the cage.
They
set him on fire.
Yeah.
Five guys that they took and put essentially in that same cage that you can't get out of. Water. Slowly.
Mm-hmm.
How? Oh, man. I mean, Jesus Christ. They had the...
Who were in the cage. Then you have another group of men that are in a car.
Right.
That they put a grenade launcher at.
Far. Blow me up in a car. Cut my head off. Do the group of them that they tie like a wick around a bunch of their necks and set it off with explosives.
And something quick, yeah.
Don't put me in a cage and then bury me in water slowly. Oh my God. Man, what is it? Do people just hate each other?
I don't know. What do you expect?
I know. That was horrible. That was so disgusting yesterday. But no, I didn't watch the video. I saw the pictures. I can't.
It was also released yesterday by The Sun that Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old who was after being arrested while sparking protests in Baltimore, that he died of a high-energy injury that when the police van that he was riding in suddenly slowed down. They went through a autopsy report and said the noise that Gray, who was put in the van on his side, gotten up and been thrown into one of the walls during a quick change in direction, something of that nature. You know, he suffered a spinal injury after he was arrested when he ended up dying
right.
A week later. Six officers facing criminal charges, including second-degree murder and murder for one of them, man, others. A team of teenagers competing in the Teen Tech Awards has invented a new condom. They call it TI, like sexually transmitted infection, but it's EYE, the condom glows when it an STD. It has a layer of chemicals on the surface.
Oh,
that
damn.
Are attracted to bacteria, viruses associated. So the chemicals on the condom then react to whatever bacteria it supposedly comes into contact with. Hello, herpes is chlamydia. Blue for syphilis and purple rather, with HPV. teenagers that came up with this idea.
But wait, I don't understand. While I'm having sex with you, I need to glance down and see if my condom's glowing?
I guess so.
A little odd.
One of the 14ers
says... Can it transmit to my phone and I'll just keep my phone out? Like, I don't want to have to just keep... Like, I'm in the middle of telling you I love you, and now I got a glow in my condom.
Inventor said they wanted to create something that makes determining STDs safer so people can take without the invasive procedure.
Well, that's going to be, I'm going to forget what the color coding is. I'm going to be like, everybody's got HPV.
Who cares? That's purple.
I have.
Just a concept at this point.
I don't understand how.
Where the detection again?
So they said, it's got a layer of chemicals on the surface and that react in contact with certain bacteria, germs, etc.
Okay, so it may be able to prior to intercourse.
How? I can't see my condom if I'm in contact with your herpes.
No, I was thinking on the male side of things.
Right.
Wait, what do you mean? And on my own penis? Well, I know if I have herpes.
Yeah, but your partner may not.
Right.
Well, I want to be able to tell if she has herpes.
STDs through other means.
Not HPV.
So she could look down and think, I shouldn't have done that thing. He's glowing.
No, from you.
Okay, it can't
but detect. I can't even see my condom.
Extra things.
What do you mean?
The male side of things.
These kids
aren't that smart.
These are like a bunch of teenagers in England.
Understand the point that I'm making?
Yes, for the female.
Right. Well, I know it. Herpes.
Yeah, but there are who go out and about.
If I'm fracking.
Yeah.
And I if the bear goes into a cave, I can't see the bear anymore.
Yes, that's necessary. I know what you're talking about.
So you can't see my glow.
I as also being a tease on the man.
Oh, so if I put
so
the
it's like a
on
warning. It's
penis.
Like a warning to female.
Don't you think herpes?
Oh my God, yes. But there are plenty of people who go out on the town, one night stands that they have.
Oh, so you wanted to warn that I have an STD.
In my head, it worked both ways. It was a two-way street.
Oh, maybe it does. I don't have herpes, so I'm not concerned.
Well, you don't think you do. You don't get tested.
You know what?
I blew the line. What's the next line?
Maybe you're like asymptomatic and you don't know.
Oh, now... What now? I don't want to fall.
Not unless you want to be old, glowing yellow Elliot.
Or you have to, like for example, where if you were going to go out, you were good. I would need to test you. So I would need to test you before. I would have to put a condom on. This wouldn't be with a lover. I would put the condom on and see if my penis glows yellow.
Yes.
And now let's check you. Check you. And then
what was that motion?
Well, I'm there, and now I'm back out. It's like, okay, now you're good, and then right now we're both clean. So everybody needs to buddy up,
right?
Find a buddy and check each other. Girls, don't fight.
That's right.
Diane and Kaylee, you know what? We'll do it like odds and evens.
One, two, three, shoot. a representative says he did not assault a UCLA strength coach, issuing a statement at the accounts and quote. Holy, he says that P. Diddy's actions were solely offensive in nature itself, and his first people are all talking about that blog post that came out yesterday saying that this thing, you know, he was definitely the aggressor, he had to be held back.
Diddy was.
He struck cuts on his face, and that when Diddy went and got the kettlebell, it was one of the guys trying to hold him back, not Alosi himself. He is facing three counts of assault with a deadly weapon, one count of making terroristic threats of battery.
Now, the one thing that I did read yesterday, though, is that if Alosi doesn't want to press, it's going to be hard for them to do anything with the case, and they may want to walk away because Sean Puff Daddy Combs represents a tremendous money for school,
right.
Alumni money, in that Sean's got very, very deep pockets. And kind of walk away from this and go, hey, you know what? This was just an isolated circle. Maybe on the back side, we'll take care of the school. But like UCLA is hurting for money.
But you don't want to push anything away that
might. The backside, that he represents a ton of cash that could come that way in terms of donation cash.
But didn't they say some sort of agreement that, hey, we'll drop these charges as long as you don't come to practice anymore?
Oh, he should be at practice anyway. If I were UCLA, they've got to, his parents can't be at a practice. That way anyway. In high school, your parents. In college, they definitely. And in the professionals.
Chad Kroger from Nickelback canceling.
Very sad news.
Dates because he's been diagnosed with a vocal cyst, so he, according to Chad, I'm sorry I have to interrupt, and I'm definitely not thrilled being silent for weeks to come, but he is expected to make a full recovery.
Man, it's Canada's royal family.
She's got
her Lyme disease. Yeah, no, it's been a rough year for the royals.
Oh, also, it's all 180 up on Hulu.
Oh, is it really? Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yes.
Yep.
I can't see him on TBS. Yes.
Brady yesterday to give his side of Deflategate in hopes of getting his 4 game cyst out. So his hearing was moved to the basement.
Right.
And he was asked to raise his hand and take an oath, swearing to tell the truth to overseeing the appeal. It lasted 10 hours. And sources said that Tom Brady was very genuine and earnest and persuasive.
Could you imagine 10 hours of that goddamn testimony?
10 hours.
Holy crap.
10 hours.
Oh, it's miserable.
So now they just got to wait.
So now they wait. Now wait on the judge.
Do we know how long it'll take?
No, he runs his own ship, so it'll be whenever.
That came out yesterday, radio station in Denver, that tried to trade Peyton Manning to the Texans over the offseason.
Yes, yeah, originally we're interested in Manning this with the Broncos. So this guy, I don't know who it was. I think his name's Bevilacqua, was on the radio talking about he had heard from people where during the offseason that the Broncos were trying to work a deal to the Texans and then move on to the backup and just go, you know what, we've gotten out of him. We don't know how much time is left. So we're going to... Broncos immediately came out and said, none of that is true at all. That was never done. They reached Manning's agent. I think his name is Tom. I can't remember his last name. he said nobody had ever contacted him about any potential deal. The Texans came out and said, we don't have any report that they were trying to trade Manning to us. But the only thing that does stick out that prior to this season, so the end of last season, Manning and build a no-trade contract. So I don't know if there was talk of them wanting to trade him, and he was like, and he heard wind of it, and then built in a note how it went. It's this guy's report, if you believe that he's got sources that were telling him, that there may have been a little sniffing in denial mode right now.
Steven Strasburg, 5 innings in his return from the disabled list last night. Nationals over the Braves tonight. The Orioles beating the Red Sox 6-4. Also playing again tonight at Fenway. Tigers saying Justin Verlander won't make his back stiffness. He says his back started to feel worse over the weekend when he was playing against the
Yankees. Yeah, probably watching A-Rod jack that 3,000.
Virginia shut out Vanderbilt last night to force a deciding game three
tonight. That's going to be solid.
For the College World Series. That's a look at news and sports.
O'Reilly. June through November is hurricane. While no one can predict what's coming, one thing is certain. It pays to be prepared. And O'Reilly Auto Parts appeals to find things you'll need. Hundreds of items you'll find during and after the storm. Flashlights, batteries, gloves, tarps, barps, bungees, extensions, roadsiders, even large necessities like generators, automotive batteries, and power. And so think O'Reilly Auto Parts lies. We're close, convenient, and known for our everyday low prices and customer service. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices. Prices every day.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly. Parts.
Richmond's number one morning show. Morning on XL 102.
Six 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 to Elliot 6 6 2 3 5 6 8. Call me right now. First time winners, I will set you up with a few with a $50 giant. Get 866 to Elliot 6 2 3 5 5 4 6 8. First time winners, call me right now.
I'm in Mark Hemroy, even though we don't see them.
Elliot in the morning.
XL 102.
Watch for a stalled vehicle, 64E, Tallysville exit. That's on the right shoulder, 95 in good shape. On the side streets, a stalled vehicle will slow you on the south side, Hopkins at Warwick. From News Radio WRBA, I'm Kevin Casey.
Builder or commercial contractor, on a trailer or an entire building, Temp Power has you covered. Temp Power has portable generators up to 5. Temp Power also carries light towers and temporary air conditioning so you can work or risk of weather. On-site diesel fuel deliveries, too. It's Temp Power for everything you need on the work site. Temp-power.com 308-341-4108 3414.
Call it whatever you want. Insurance, grocery insurance, adventure insurance, girlfriend insurance, freedom. At Safe Auto, we call it car insurance. You have a car, you have a life to live. So, we'll driving with the right car insurance for the right price. 24/7. Drives you with you. Sick and enjoy the road ahead.
Hey, welcome to AT&T. Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to...
If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over. It's our way of saying thanks. That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Ooh. Oh. And we're hugging. Three of us. Really? Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with data on the network using a LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T Remind Tech, it can wait.
Come into AT&T Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 8i and Samsung Galaxy S6 Active for zero down.
Limited time offer requires well-qualified credit. Must buy smart TV tablet with 2-year agreement and activate wireless service on both early termination and other fees, charges, and restrictions for data on mobile share value plans expires after 1 month or with any plan change and is used after monthly plan data. Visit a store for the store for plan based only on average 4G LTE years.
A Monsters and Men recently performed on the Honda stage at the iHeartRadio Theater. If you missed the performance or just want excitement, check out exclusive content from the.com/Honda Stage. A new album, Beneath His Skin, is available now.
If you don't know where you left your wallet, but know your oil drain fan is in your workbench left-hand side, then CarQuest Auto Parts is. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Right now at CarQuest, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil and the car filter only $23. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Fading stores for details.
It's coming to Richmond, Saturday, August 1st at Gate 4 at the Richmond International Raceway. Experience 3 hours of sampling of America's best craft beers from the breweries. Buy your tickets now at .com.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Westchester Commons is now open. With larger-than-life TVs, a covered patio with garage doors, and hands-fun wings, this will be your favorite place to enjoy warmer. Buffalo Wings is now open. 15 W Main Street, Westchester Commons.
Enter a $1 payment payoff sweepstakes powered by Castrol $1,000 toward paying off. Plus, weekly winners will receive $500 Visa gift cards. Visit O'ReillySweeps.com for official rules. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes active. O'Reilly Auto Parts is every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XM.
Winners 866-235-5468. Let me go to line 7.
Hey, what's up, Elliot?
S.
This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent, thank you. What did you do last night?
I got all the mess from the storms we had. I set up, get chainsaw out.
You really? Did you get it? Where are you calling me from, by the way?
From Deerfield Beach, Virginia.
Oh, okay. Did you guys get it bad last night also?
Last night was nothing compared to what we had over the weekend.
No kidding. Yeah, no, it's been a rough day. So hopefully we're done with it a little bit. Hey, listen, dude, hold tight 1 second for me. I will get you a $50 giant gift card. Tight 1 second. Kaylee will get some mint. And, happy spending. You got it, dude. Hold on 1 second. Yesterday?
That's her mom's cat.
Oh, Jackie said something to me about, like, oh, I think Kaylee got a cat. It's your mom's cat. Oh, okay. Just I heard Kaylee was all flipping it. It got dark outside in Baltimore because of the storms coming in. I was like, I don't know, maybe I picked up a cat. All right, hold on. I got to send Jackie an email. Very excited because then that started the whole thing of
left anymore.
The oh, you know what? We did find a dog that we want.
Aren't you looking at a Saint Bernard?
Saint Dane.
Oh, like a hybrid?
Saint Dane, yeah.
What does that look like?
They are beautiful.
That'll live long. So set yourself up, for
what? But you know,
death.
Going into it, that they're not going to live long. Like, yeah. I know, okay. I know, Deuce. Well, the vet told us that Deuce is in his twilight. Saint Dane.
I just looked up Saint Dane puppies.
Yeah, well, Diane, they get bigger. They only last in the.
You have to get a puppy.
Puppy, and that lasts about 3 weeks, and then they start getting big and awkward. But yeah, no, a Saint Dane. What was there? Wasn't there? What a weird story about a Humane Society story. Let a story about a Humane Society story doesn't come out right. No, wasn't there a dude who just got busted for going after the Humane Society? Not legally, but like physically.
He attacked somebody?
I want to say there was a story about some dude. Humane Society went and it was a cat, wasn't it? Wasn't he like throwing the cat in the air or something like that? And the Humane Society went and took the cat. He went to the Humane Society and was up, and then said he was going to join ISIS, something like that.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
The
now it rings. That's the headline.
Yeah, he's going to.
Yeah, he's from Nebraska.
Hey, Kaylee, will you do me a favor? Will you see if you can find me somebody who works like for the Humane Society or something
to join ISIS because he was mad at the Humane Society for taking his cat away?
How did they even
his cat?
They
though?
Saw him on in him. The air.
Can you report that? Like, if you report, like, if you saw it in the air.
It's animal abuse.
I agree with you. But if you call the Humane Society, do they just go take the cat? They have to have evidence. They can't just have one neighbor who doesn't like another neighbor, and you call and go,
burn his Great Dane in the air.
No, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just show up and take my dog.
Could they take an animal and say, we're going to take it in and see if it's got any injuries?
No.
Or does animal control get involved? I don't know.
Because, again, if the Humane Society, if one of my neighbors in the Humane Society showed up and were like, hey, we need to be like, go F yourself.
But, so.
This makes sense that they saw him, but I don't know how that works.
But it's three months after they took his cat. Well, damn, I want my cat back.
Distance
and he's telling
heart.
That they're going to be gunned down and down cat back.
Well, he's joining ISIS to come after the Humane Society. How does that work, though?
ISIS?
No, not joiner. No.
Like, animal cruelty?
You have to harm an animal. But and how? First of all, I bet two things. Number one, I bet when somebody has to get their animal removed, I bet fine of people who are just off the handle.
Yeah. Well, think
like
about it.
Nuts.
They're like kids to people.
Well, not to this guy. This guy's treating his kid by throwing it in the air.
No, I mean.
But no, because that's why he went back and told those people at the Humane Society that he was going to join ISIS and blow them up. But I don't even know how that process works.
Yeah, no, I don't
know what I mean. Like I couldn't call the Humane. Hey, the Molnars. I saw Tyler throwing his dog. Thompson's
I saw
the
him
name.
Tongue kissing his dog again.
That is true. So I bet they would have to see it.
I don't know.
Or video record. You can't just say that. Because then people would do that all the time.
Sometimes do you ever when you're walking your
clean up after them sometimes.
No, like, do you ever think, like for instance last night there was still some rumblings, so my dog kind of freaked out a little bit, so I had to calm him down, which involved some, I would say,
cuddling.
No, like just some
reprimand.
It got more physical, like where I had to like
hold
him down,
right? Yeah, that's
and
fine.
Occasionally things will spook him, and this happens. It's not a first time thing that happened last night. And I do think to myself, like, someone else watching this, and sometimes I'm with him, I'm kissing him. This looks bad.
Holding down? No, that doesn't look
straining the dog. Straining dog. And it's super sensitive, and that sounds throw him off.
No, it's not like somebody would look out their window, and you've got your hand, you're punching the dog.
No, I know, but I do think in those moments about this. Like, just interpret what they're seeing right now.
Oh, see, I don't get that. That I don't get a lot. A lot of times I get the, just look at the size of those animals. I get that a lot. I also get cars that will just get out of the car, and I'm like, why a car get out of the car?
You don't see Great Danes every day. Deuce is a great Dane. So I don't want to, like, just walk up to him. I'm like, you're going to flip him out, dude. So I'm going to make him lay down and stuff. No. Yes. But no, that I don't get. But I get why you would feel that way. Yeah, and I called the Humane Society.
Like about to lick.
Right.
So you give him a quick yank so he doesn't?
Oh, you yank it on a deal.
I know, but about someone who's going to call the Humane Society on you. They probably don't need much evidence, especially if they already don't like you.
Oh. I guess they can make your life hell with that. It was in our neighborhood where I wouldn't mind. I don't know what's going on there, but just
because you don't want
the barking to stop.
Oh.
It would be good. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line one? Hi, Elliot. Hi, in the morning.
You.
Good. Who's this?
This is Patty. I'm with a local rescue.
Oh, hi. How are you, Patty?
I'm fine, thanks. You were asking a question about the legality of taking away people's animals?
Yeah.
It's kind of, try to make it short. Danny can call the authorities about anything. If you suspect that a neighbor is abusing or anything, you can call and they will go investigate. Just like with any other crime, there has to be eyewitnesses, video,
right,
proof. And unfortunately, the laws are usually stacked against the animals. And I can give you a personal instance where there is a person who is hoarding a lot of cats, and the animals are in very bad shape. They're fighting ones in the rafters and all kinds of things. And the authorities have known about the place for at least years.
Wow.
And several months ago, where an eyewitness actually did come forward and was ready. And once they had the eyewitness, they actually did go in and investigate. They removed one of the cats and they then turned it over to a local rescuer, but the rest of them, they left there. And they just kind of, okay, well, that's what we're going to do. It's just going to continue on as it is.
But let me ask you this, and by the way, I'm questioning the authorities' ability to be able to take an animal away based on this guy in Nebraska who was throwing his cat and the whole thing. Like that, he obviously should not own a pet. However, I'm sure there's got to be who just hates their neighbors and is like, oh, you know what, I'm going to call the authorities and say that they're beating their dog or whatever the case is.
Well, unless there's proof, this. And as far as barking, I heard you talking about barking. Where you live and, you know, noise ordinances.
Oh, we have no noise ordinance at all. We have no HOA, no noise ordinance. It's essentially a free-for-all.
I mean, I suppose you could probably sue civilly for something like that.
A little lawsuit.
I'm suing for your barking dog.
Were you doing it, you could, you know,
find it get annoying at times? Yeah, but I'm not going to go sue somebody because their dog barks.
All right, they love it.
Well, you know, what we've found, that lots of times, if you go and talk to the people, and reasonably, sometimes you can make some headway, and we always want to suggest that people do that first before the situation is more uncomfortable than it is.
Hey, let me ask you this, two other things. Number one, have you had where you guys have had the chance to take an animal away from some of the owners, too?
We have taken animals back if they've not adhered to our contract. We've not had anyone show up and, you know, try to hurt anyone, but...
Nobody, they're going to join ISIS and blow up your building and kill everybody
no.
inside?
I've never been on that far. We've had people, you know, threaten. Like, you know, listen, go ahead. We've got a contract. We went in with, we've done everything that we're supposed to do, so never do. But,
right,
you know,
of course
they're
not
angry, and they want to lash out.
Right. Are you familiar with the dog, the Saint Dane?
No.
Yeah, that's coming my way. Maybe. Well, no, I can't say that.
Is that, must be a Saint Bernard Great Dane mix?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No. That's another big load I'm picking up. But they
yeah,
are.
I've,
they.
I've had 100 attorneys, so that's not the biggest one for me.
I'll hit you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Take care. Bye bye.
Later.
It is important to note that super barking dog.
Right.
Respond. Remember Oregon.
Tough titty. Titty.
Default judgment.
Oh, that was that over a dog barking
yes.
case? Holy crap, remember
so,
that, Diane?
So that is, despite what you hear here, though,
you can't ignore it.
As if you're served, don't ignore it, dude.
I forgot, that was over.
Wasn't it $250,000?
Yeah, it was definitely $250,000, but that was over dog barking?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Found you a puppy.
Hey, I'm not going to Michigan to get it.
They're so cute.
Although, you know what, I could give him a cool, oh, No. Is it because if I tell Jackie I found a Saint Dane in Detroit and we can name it Fedorov, my God, we'll show's off tomorrow. I got to drive. By the way, one other Detroit note, as long as I'm mentioning the Red Wings, the Reds. It is one of their assistant coaches. That's awesome. Oh, I like good. Chris Chelios. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 3? Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ron. I had a St. Bernard mix for grand 13 years, and it's mainly because my parents spoiled it rotten. Came home from boarding school once, and they get a huge salmon cheese on the side, and I was like, oh, great. They're like, no.
That's for the dog.
Yep, he was such a great dog. I loved my St. Bernard.
And what'd you say? It was a St. Bernard, Great Bernardese?
Yeah, and he was an amazing dog. He would catch mice that were in the house, and they're just great lovers. Every time I see a St. Bernard now, I ball them.
Yeah, St. Bernards are awesome. Great Pyrenees are pretty cool. I couldn't own one. That's too much hair for me.
He was 167 pounds in the end.
Well, now you're talking.
For as much as you have never referred to Thompson.
Wait, I never said that. I said that.
She did.
Well, you guys a girl. Have a great morning. I'll talk to you guys another time, okay?
All right, talk to you later.
At least she I just...
Line 4. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Oh, not a whole lot. So, my wife, she was my girlfriend at the time. We were in an apartment, and we had this crazy old lady that lived.
Right.
A golden retriever puppy. She went at great length to try to give up the puppy. She tried to run my wife over in the parking lot.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, my wife jump up on the curb and run her, and she said that she, because she's old, she lost control of her car. And then time she actually called the police. We had a cop knock on our door, and he said that there was a noise complaint, and 8 minutes with us just playing with the dog.
Hey, why did this woman hate your dog?
I don't know. I mean, we were at one point trying to crate train him because he was a puppy. So he wouldn't tear up the place.
Right.
I mean, there's across the hall who had a baby, and they never complained, so I don't know.
The best way to train a dog is just let him sleep in your bed.
that's what it is now.
That's how it turned out. Yeah. There you go. All right, dude. Hey, appreciate your phone call. Thank you, bro.
Thanks.
You got it, dude. Talk to you later. All right, let's do some follow-up phone calls, please. 866 to Elliot 35-5466. Any good stories from yesterday, last night, anything at all that you want to get into, it doesn't matter to me. 866-235-5468.
Wants you to meet Imagine Dragons. Listen to EITM all week. Win your tickets to the show. Head backstage to meet Imagine. See the band. Get all the details at facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot.
This is XL02.
Richmond's old vehicle on 64 eastbound between Bottoms Bridge and Tallysville. It's on the right shoulder. No worries. 95 traffic light problem. Jeff Davis at West 100 Road. Stalled vehicle. Hopkins. Collision. Cogbill at Hopkins. For WBA, I'm Kevin Kasich.
Listen up, Richmond. Bon Secours and the Washington Redskins are for their communities. So they're challenging men of all ages to get off the couch, step onto the field, health issues. But it's not just for men. We want everyone to participate in an afternoon of football, fitness, and fun. That means mom and the kids, too. There'll be free screenings and 10 NFL combine. At the end of the day, we'll have a drawing for some game-changing a little motivation to meet a Washington Redskins and some team cheerleaders. Yes. Don't miss it. Check Your Health Day is June 27th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Bon Secours Washington Redskins Training Center. Check your health before you wreck your health. To learn more, visit realmensseethedoctor.com.
Summer's in full swing. House. Summer beers from Virginia Craft Brewers are on tap. Dine outside on picnic patios. The kitchen is open late every night until 1 a.m. Spend this downtown Innsbruck and Midlothian. Morehouse.com.
The new Wyndham Rewards is simple. 15,000 points earns you a free night at Overseas Rewards Hotels. Get started with 3 rooms this summer. Sign up today at Wyndham. You've earned this.
to put the kick back into his 72 hulking piece of American muscle. But he was missing some tools. AutoZone turned him on to their Loan-A-Tool program. And when Billy heard that renewed head starter little starter stash of his turned into a bushy testament to his manhood, and we don't call him Bill, that's Bill Zone. From Loan-A-Tool to free battery testing, let AutoZone help find yours.
Hey, it's TMO, and I know a lot of you think of H.H. Gregg, and you think household appliances. But if you're trying to get that patty, H.H. Gregg also your grill, Gregg's got it. Hundreds of refrigerators, ovens, and ranges, Gregg's got it. Plus, next day delivery, Gregg's got it. And right, Gregg, 24-month special financing. Plus, save an extra 5% when you use your H.H. Gregg credit card. H.H.Gregg.com. Top brands, low prices, fast delivery. Subject to credit available on in-stock appliances only. See store for details.
Come together at IHOP for new summer stacks. Three pancakes. Like eggs, like rich and decadent black drop, sweet and creamy banana pudding, and summery fresh blueberry lemonade. Try IHOP's new summer stack, affordable and only here for summer. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Let off some steam and beat the Shooting Academy every Tuesday, ladies, because that's when it's half off all Lane Rentals today. Or guys, make it a date night on for one on Lane Rentals. Colonial Shooting Academy gives you a free Lane Rental with any gun purchase. They'll buy back your used guns when you purchase a new one from them, and Colonial Shooting Academy is to meet all your needs. What find out at 6020 West Broad Street or at shooting.com.
With the end of school, thousands of children in our community go without food every summer. But hunger does have a cure. Kickmore, the Organization for Central Virginia, is participating in the summer food service. Meals will be provided to all children without for everyone. Sites are open varied throughout the summer. Feedmore is a non-discriminatory equal opportunity sponsor. Sites and service times, please visit feedmore.org. And remember, kids eat free.
No, it's always on my mind, kid. Siv Eat and Breathe Safety. I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. You're mighty. Everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger services and resources to help keep our facility soul safer. Now, safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by for the ones who get it done.
XL 102 with another Big Field Day artist.
It's Van Halen. We met in 2014.
Yes.
So we were kind of retelling that story.
Meeting is a strong word. Maybe like accosted him.
No.
It was a little bit. We were just
in the hospital. Get more at Big Field Day from the top of the Elliott in the Morning building. WWDC, Washington XL, Richmond, Elliott in the Morning.
Coming up a little bit later on this hour, I am going to give you a pair of tickets, Dragons. Keep in mind, when you win those tickets, you also go backstage and you meet Imagine Dragons. All this week we're doing that. And then just looking forward to a little bit later on in the morning, third row seats today, Monday Night Raw. And then it's Dirt. I'll give you tickets to Potter, Sheryl Crow, Tom Morello, Billy Corgan. Music Heals, that'll take place in October, so I will give you those. Follow phone calls, 866-235-5468.
Hi. Hey, buddy, buddy.
Hey, buddy, buddy.
Hey, it's the guy at the Thanksgiving pool.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, we went, my wife and I, we went to St. Lucia, Mahana.
Did you really? And, did you just get married?
No, it was back at the end of 2013, as a story, but sorry.
That's okay.
We went to St. Lucia, and we're in the pool, and we see this guy. He's built as hell. And we're like, who is this guy? Turns out it was the Atlanta Falcons. And,
oh, no kidding.
And we're in a belly flop competition in the pool.
Very random.
They were like, all right, all the guys get up. Guys, I want to. She's a freak. She loves doing like belly flops. So she's like, I want to join. And then, I mean, my wife's only like 110 pounds, five foot six.
You know what? Good for her. Way to whip that ass.
She tore it up.
All right, dude. Hey, I appreciate Holly in the Morning.
Hey.
Who's this?
This is Matt. I was down in Adirondack with my wife and for a vacation last week. I'm not really much of a surfer, but me and my brother-in-law decided to go out and try a little surf. Things are pretty good. And we're coming in high water. And about to go out to get another wave, and I got it. It felt like a bowling ball actually completely flipped me upside down. And my brother-in-law starts to come towards me, sees the exact triangle sail coming slapping away from me and right at him, then goes underwater and then swims out to the ocean. Turns out I got knocked over by about a 3 to 4 foot bull shark.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Dude.
Yeah, it was really kind of crazy because there was 2 surfers that were by, and they came paddling in as well. He's crazy. He goes, oh, that's just about Phil. He's cool.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
So what did they say, that that's like a shark that normally hangs out in that area?
Everybody knows him. What could go wrong? Dude, did it, but by the way, like, did it dig or a bruise or anything?
I mean, I had a little bruise for a couple days. It definitely did not attack me. It just...
They say that a lot of times, and I still telling us this, that a lot won't, like shark attacks, yes, you hear about them a lot when something like that happens, but Andy DeHart used to tell Mark, will come up and ram it, like swim away, but they'll go up and just start ram them just to see what the reaction's going to be.
Yeah, and one of the lifeguards off duty, because the lifeguard, like, that was a dolphin, I can't report a shark, it was a dolphin. I was like, one of the other lifeguards who was off duty, he said, no, that's why you hear a little bit more about it, because when they go up and ram it, they don't get this force, they just get, you know, a little pushover, and then they're like, oh, they're a manta ray, because they don't know better.
Right, yeah, no, then it's an easy target. Prey, or yeah. An easy target, sure.
We were talking...
By the way, tell me, you never went back into the water after that.
No, I'm dumb as it.
Holy crap.
Well, and think about how many people are in the ocean and think about how many people get attacked by sharks. It's my new percentage, and I'm about as good as a surfer as Tyler is. So I figured, why not?
Hey, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, bro.
Smell my face.
Smell it good. There was, I can't remember where it was. I just, what's that?
Question: abilities to stand guard
as a security guard? No, I feel like that was a compliment.
Oh, okay, good.
It's number one. Oh, one thing at a time, Elliot. Where they just, I just saw this morning. There was just added somewhere north, and they said it's early shark area, Massachusetts. Would there be a shark off the coast of Massachusetts?
Why not?
Where they said that it was early.
Yeah, remember that one that we were following was going between.
I was
going to
add the last we saw, Jacksonville Landing. Going to go grab a couple drinks at Old McCool's.
Mm-hmm.
But Mary Lee, we said that they saw off the coast of I want to say it was Massachusetts,
yeah,
definitely
it's
northeast.
Cape Cod.
Yeah, yeah, okay, Cape Cod.
Uh-huh.
But they're saying that it's early because the waters are water.
First great white.
There you go.
The size of that thing.
Oh, it's massive.
Well, yeah, for perspective, with it sitting next to the boat.
Yes, it's huge. They say it's early in the year. In the year, it's why it's up that far. But because the waters are so warm, you got this tank.
I think it's about 15 feet.
You got them. It's massive. You got this one in it's Mary Lee's down in Jackson everywhere.
Yeah,
do we all agree?
Freckles.
It's Phil. Yeah. Everybody knows Phil. If Phil rammed your leg, are you getting back in the water?
No.
No, never.
Hell no.
Never. And I hate to... I water it all this summer.
Ever again.
I
no.
already once again this summer.
I don't know that I would. And it's too in my head. And the odds of getting bit by a shark are so low. Although Andy DeHart will tell you, everybody that's been in the water has been near one. Can I give you one more water thing? Do you remember when we talked about the pacus? Paku? Paku.
Is that a fish?
Yes. You don't remember this fish? You'll remember it. Like a human?
Is it like a piranha? Or
a lot of people think they're piranhas when they first get them, and then they see the mouths develop, and they've got, like, human teeth. For the body that they go for?
Mm.
Testicles.
Oh. If they're not, like, piranha teeth are pretty pointy,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes. No, no.
These are, like, flat, like, human teeth.
Sure. That's what their teeth look like. They look like... It's like the fish is smiling at you, and he's got human teeth. Although they're jacked, not good.
Okay.
But they call them the testicle biters because they get into the water. It's you're in there. They clamp onto your testicles, and they start chewing off your testicles. We talked about this fish before.
Going to reserve that name. Not sure what genre of music that band's going to play. But testicle biters. That's definitely going to be.
But
in my
the fish, the paku is normally found off the,
yeah.
And what happens is somebody will get a hold of one of these, and they'll bring it home. They realize, and they let it free. So I don't know what anybody has in store, whether it's this weekend or 4th of July weekend. I would not get in anybody or a river to Delran, because they caught a pacu in Delran, New Jersey, as it was trying to start slowly nibbling Ellie Mann's beanbag.
Oh, no. What did he do?
I don't know.
With his bare hands?
Knocked his teeth right out. Knocked that pacu's teeth right out. Yeah, he ended up Ron Rossi and researched the animal. And turns out that it's a pacu that likely came from a pet owner, in the lake. What's that big lake in Virginia that's got the nuclear?
Lake Anna.
I bet it's full of pacus. And you'll know it's a pacu because when it smiles at you, its teeth look just like yours.
Don't tell him its teeth are jacked up.
Jacked up, though. But isn't it weird to see a fish with teeth?
It looked fake.
I believe it.
You implored a lot of people who are missing testicles to vouch for it. They go right for the bag, Diane. And with this guy, I don't know how old he is, but you know he's on testicles.
Oh, excuse me, I don't know if I'm familiar with that term.
Splashdown testicles? You know, the older you get, the lower your testicles hang.
Okay.
Sit down on a bowl as an old man splash down in the water.
100%.
Yes. Father, they sit down on the bowl. It's like they're dunking a tea bag in there. That's what their testicles do.
I've just said he was an easy target and allowed us to make our own inferences. Yes.
When you become an old man, you splash down.
Well, no, I've never heard that.
You know they descend.
Yeah. Well, everyone's at a municipal pool.
Yeah, exactly.
It's awful.
Yeah. So you get splashdown testicles.
But I've never heard them referred to as that.
Yeah, or seen an older celebrity.
Every time you say, hi, Regis, you have to wipe out back and dry up. Where am I going?
He is just one big circle.
Hi, Elliot. Hey, who's this?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Alan. How are you doing, man?
Hey, pretty good, man. Hey, yeah, I just want to let you guys, all the guys know, man. You guys have it.
I appreciate it. Hey, that's very kind of you to speak.
That fish you're talking about, that pacu. If you ever watched Jeremy Wesley Wade on The Monster, he actually, a lot of them, and they actually go for real tree nuts that fall into the water and float. They don't eat flesh, but they actually go for a heart. They're doing that at the same time. Maybe they think it's a nut.
Right.
It is a nut.
Yeah. I was trying to get my skin away.
Yeah, well, they go ravenous, and there's probably other piranhas around them because the black piranha, those have like the real sharp, you see, like really pointy, like
right.
The ones you're talking about, like real human teeth, because people said when they were interviewing the locals, they would actually take reports and say it felt like human teeth, the skull of one, and they had a teeth, like a person's
yeah,
teeth.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, it looks like a teenager who does.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what,
it's
that's
pretty
what, no, they're really gross. But yeah, no, they go, but that makes sense. If they eat like tree nuts, these nuts, eating nut that falls from a tree, they wouldn't know any differently except for the splashdown guy.
Guys that live on the water, like, they go swimming and they bathe in there. And that,
sure.
If you ever watch any of the old episodes, there's tons of them on there. And then the arapaima you were asking about that one day, it actually knocked him back and almost gave him a heart attack. The trap, they like the long length, and the locals were saying it was some kind of like river, lady sea serpent monster, but it was actually one of the arapinas. Those are huge.
Yeah, because they're no joke. A lot of people, well, never pogo, but that's no big deal. All right, dude, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, bro.
All right, man, have a good one, guys.
Talk to you later. By the way, is tonight premiere of
Duck Dynasty?
No, that's not what I was thinking of. Oh. Is tonight the season premiere of Duck Dynasty? No interest.
Big Brother.
I know that. Well, I know Big Brother.
You knew
on.
Because of your father-in-law.
What were you going to ask about? Yeah. Ask about.
No, what is? Yeah, I haven't watched the show in a while. I don't know if it's going on, but I thought, is tonight also the season premiere of what is the Chuda? Why can't I think of the name of? Come on, Diane. Swamp People. Tonight, or am I off on that? Yeah, I don't. I couldn't tell you either. Diane will go. What are you? What is
Ashley Monday?
That would make sense because over the weekend, the kids and I were watching a marathon. The new season, that would make sense. You know what? It's still good to watch and catch up with some.
If you're going to go back, it best be The Bachelorette.
Diane. Caitlin? Shoot.
I know.
No,
how did you not know that? It was everywhere.
Well, I haven't watched it yet.
It's your phone? I was.
No, I saw the afternoon. No. Yeah. Well, you missed this. Well, you walked out during a bleed. And no, Tyler and I were talking about it, but she banged Nick.
Yeah, it was great.
Like, she didn't just. She has come out and admitted, I had sex.
Oh, she did. during the original
during the
shoot.
Show.
Yeah, it wasn't a blog post on People. I think that
so, but see, as Diane, a lot of times they'll tell you the like even on the honeymoon suite or the fantasy suite that they don't have sex. Tyler now says he thinks that's boshy.
Well, he doesn't know if he can go any further with them not knowing
right.
about Nick and her, but he can't go any for her nouns knowing that she's going to bang two.
She already banged one dude just in that.
I kept saying that. It was so great. The shaming of her is ridiculous. You've never seen something like that on the show. Maybe messed up the process of the show, of the reality. But it's
why
but
is
it's,
she getting shamed though? Because
slut
she's shaming.
Yeah. The guy doesn't get criticized for that, but a woman.
But it's real life. She's treating it like like 25 boyfriends in real life. That's she's just acting like a single girl acts.
Yeah, she was.
I had no problem. The most was the Irish wake. That was he's local.
Is the Duval's Church?
Yeah,
that's my boy. The she went out and had sex. I mean, you're not used to seeing it.
Right.
By the way, do you know what the highest rated show Monday night on TV was?
I can guess.
Go ahead.
Bachelorette.
Bingo. Mm-hmm. Blew everybody away.
I knew she was going to be having sex.
I didn't know that.
No?
I had no idea that she had in the episode. I'll watch it today.
You have to.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to leave work early. Tonight's the NHL.
I have to watch that.
So,
she's a revolution.
She should be on the 10.
The line 8. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
This me?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey,
Kelly.
Hey, what's up, Kelly?
Just gonna tell a story back in the 80s when men used to have shorter shorts.
Oh yes.
With my family, my brothers and I, and this guy was sitting in one of those the kind that had the weave mesh.
Oh yeah. Look at Kaylee's face.
I was like, wow, what is that?
That's a splash.
Love it.
All right, let me do this. Let me take it. Diane's got some news after that. Tickets to see Imagine Dragons and passes to meet them as well.
Elliot in the morning. We'll follow you back at Ecumen.
From the Nissan of Richmond traffic.
On the right shoulder of 64 Bridge in Tallysville, no worries, 95 and 295. On the south side, watch for collisions at Hopkins. Stalled vehicle Hopkins just coming in Commerce Road at Walmsley Boulevard. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Kevin Casey.
This report is brought to you by Account Temps.
When you're three, you may know what you want. Learn the ranges for accounting and by visiting AccountTemps.Center. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Taking care of your money is all about trying it safe and secure and know an Argent Credit Union. Hey, Gary Hess here. My wife and I have been Argent members for years, and we know firsthand like no one else. If you're buying a home, loans with only 3% down. Or for a new car, rates are as low as 1.99%. Go to ArgentCU.org for an easy one, and they'll get back to you with a quick approval. Plus, once it's done, Argent makes it convenient with online banking. And the matter of trust, it's Argent Credit Union.
Mattress Discounters July 4th savings start now. Any size, one price. Twin, full, or queen mattresses, each piece. Or buy Pedic, I-Series, Simmons Beauty Restable Base, and get up to $300. Or get two free Tempur-Pedic pillows with the purchase set. If you buy your mattress anywhere else, you'll pay too much.
Okay, is everyone ready for this?
Yeah.
Got your song?
Yeah.
Do this thing.
Everyone, our demands will be recognized.
Yeah.
Cup of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. We want it back in bottles and cans, too. So Mountain Dew, are you...
Your phone's ringing.
Hello? Who is it?
It's Mountain Dew.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Bye.
We did it!
You put up the signs.
You demanded, we delivered. The intensely refreshing of Mountain Dew Baja Blast, always available at Taco Bell, is back everywhere else and for a limited time. And this bunch of Mountain Dew Sangrita Blast is in bottles and cans, too. Get yours wherever Mountain Dew is sold.
What's up, country music fans?
I'm Brian Kelly. We're Florida Georgia Line.
And we're having a great year.
Because we're proud to be partnering with Mountain Dew to bring you exciting events all year long.
So stop by your local Kroger and grab some Dew today.
Sir, today I'm waking you instead of your alarm.
Sure, you'd love this kind of help in the morning.
I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream.
Oh, I will cut out for you.
And here's your breakfast and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's. Right now, get an Egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3 at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Listen to your taste buds. They got your back. Like when they Coca-Cola from McDonald's. McDonald's just a dollar. Or when they tell you to get one more Coke for the lady in line behind you. And then the taste buds deserve a bro hug right now. But since they don't have hands, a sip of Coke from McDonald's is the next best thing.
Isn't it time you enjoy any size Coke drink or sweet tea from McDonald's for just $1? Prices and participation may vary.
It's the Sun Sales event only at Ridley Buick GMC in Richmond. You too can be the largest selection of vehicles and vehicles in Richmond. Brand new location just a quarter mile past Shortcut Mall on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles and some pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Right now, get up to 14 grand off Silverados and Sierras, up to 3 grand off Equinox and Terrain, 5 grand off all Malibus. Get 0.2 months plus 2 Camaros. Up to 6 grand off Acadias, 600 off new Enclaves. Feed up your wallet while saving some cold hard cash. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's Hendrick Rich at Hendrick Chevrolet Buick. You too can be a Hendrick driver.
Discounts based on MSRP. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. No money down and 13 on Camaros. With approved
credit. Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say no insurance doctor.
Well, two with another Big Field Day artist.
It's Van from Catfish to the Bottleman.
UFC? Conor McGregor. I'm not into UFC, but I'm into Conor McGregor.
All right.
Mike, Mike, it's business game, Joey.
I
like that. Conor McGregor.
Irish fighter.
No. Oh, mate, he's amazing. He's like...
I might look him up.
Fieldday.com. Elliot in the Morning. XL 102.
Oh, another cup. They got that liquor, hold it, talk so much. I try to fuss, but I'm in a rush. See you moving them lips, but not in this. I'd be polite.
Tell you in the morning. All right, we got to get into some news. After that, your tickets to go see Imagine Dragons and passes to go backstage and meet them. So let's get into some...
Know who to believe anymore about whether or not this Tilly lady had sex with these inmates, because now you're hearing inmates from the escape saying, oh yeah, she was having sex with that one Richard guy. Whereas her husband's like, oh no.
Okay, well, but keep in mind, at first, the one that she was supposedly having sex with, not Sweat, the one, the well-hung one.
Matt, yes.
Matt, right.
Richard Matt.
Right. So, yeah, so she was having sex, and he was just performing. Or turns out everybody's saying she was taken into some supply closet.
Working in a tailoring shop. And
right.
I guess
they would go in under the guise of, hey, we're going to go in and kind of inventory the clothes. They would go in there and disappear for a half hour. Apparently, Sweat runs his mouth. And sex, like, four times.
She was bringing him food, like she'd stop on the way in and get Subway and put it, I guess, on a look like it was from the mess hall.
Right. Jesus Christ, woman.
But the position, like, oh, nope, they never had sex.
So, say. Like, I saw where he was talking about how he was saying that, and that she, well, I guess he knew the plot was.
Right.
For them to.
And that she didn't want him harmed in any way, and that was one of the reasons she was having a, and had to go to the hospital.
Right. Loves her.
He said he's very angry, but he
still loves her, and it sounds like he's almost bit from the divorce.
Oh, really?
I thought what I had read was that he was kind of saying that, yes, he's angry at her, and I think about the divorce, and instead we're getting divorced was like, well, I know everything plays itself out.
What is he doing?
Yeah, you can't help what the heart loves.
Don't you believe mates are saying is that they were having sex 4 times a week? Whereas he thinks, yes.
First of all, this is having sex with so many different people. And when you get a first glance at it, you've got to be kidding me.
No. It's not like you can be going through the, you know, list of people who are prison employees who will sleep with you.
Okay, that may be the case. Sex with 3 different dudes and a lot of it. And you don't think at any point she was smart enough to go, God, they really love me. Now, they do keep asking me to bring them tools to cut the chances of me just so I'll, you know, help them escape. They're going to kill my husband.
Nope, all she said is, oh, that one tried to kiss me a couple times. That's it. Mm-hmm.
I want to know every part of your body.
Thank you, Nick.
And they said, you know, obviously the search is still continuing. They said the weather's been horrible.
I mean, they've had the same storms that the... Yeah. So, yeah, no, they the exact same thing that everybody else is dealing with.
Nope. And, Governor Cuomo was like, don't know when, but we're going to catch him.
I much prefer that hands and going, I don't know. That's what he has to say. People in that community that are flipped out. But yeah, nobody. I mean, they'll just keep hunting and
hunting. Yeah.
But yeah, no, Tilly was, and wasn't she also like giving favors to other people who worked at the prison in order to be able to like, it's done? I don't think she was banging all the workers there, but it would be like, oh, I'm in this area so she can hook up with her people. So it would be like, it would almost be like if you had, it's like, hey, you know what?
Down the hall.
Can you cover
me?
For me on Thursday, and then I'll just work with double on Friday to cover your shift. Yeah. You're doing that so she could have time in the killer closet with Mr. Sweat.
Yeah, like code was, we got to go count clothes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And get between your toes. Good one, Elliot.
Long-standing government change to allow families of Americans being held hostage by terrorist groups.
This was interesting to me yesterday.
To communicate with the captors and even fear of prosecution, the president ordered a review of the policy last fall after Americans were killed, families of some of those who were killed with prosecution if they had tried to pay a ransom. So they said the policy of the U.S. government is going to obviously stand some review, making it can help facilitate communication. They won't help with ransoms or other.
Did you know that? I mean, you've always heard that. America won't cry, right. And I get that. Did you know that they would? You could get prosecuted if you did it individually.
I didn't know that.
I had no idea. I mean, obviously they don't want you to. I could see them trying to have a conversation to tell you, hey, don't. But I didn't know that you could be prosecuted for doing that.
I didn't either. Also, if Governor Chris Christie is putting his hat in the ring to run for president in 2016, he might want to do it before his poll numbers.
They keep dropping pretty bad.
So they said they did a poll out of Sin, and they found
Fairly Dickinson. Not Farley, fairly ridiculous.
30% registered voters in New Jersey up from the governor. That is a record low. Surveys, 55% saying they disapprove. They actually got a little bit more saying over the last couple of years, whether you like his policies, whether you like his policies, or if you dislike everything. I guess 39% now say dislike.
So there were some people that would be like, hey, listen, I'm not necessarily, he's not my party guy, but conducts himself right. And carries himself. So you did have that. You did that part of the that, but then obviously there were people that were just big supporters and liked him and his policies. But yeah, they say all those sides are dropping.
Yeah, there was a high for him was 7.7 in the days after Hurricane Sandy, when he was obviously getting so much national attention yesterday of complications from diabetes, known for his roles in that old also Spaceballs, and set TV shows that he would pop up on, like, you know, The Love Boat and things like that. He was also, within the last couple of years, he was also on Hot in Cleveland. He was 86.
Was Williams on 8 is Enough?
Yes.
Launching pad to, like, Charles in Charge.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. And then, number two, Dick Van Patten had a son that was a professional athlete. Isn't that correct?
Tennis player.
He was a professional tennis player, right? Oh, Vince Van Patten.
He is married to one of the housewives.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
How about you? Yeah I knew he was athlete's son. But his son wasn't any good.
I mean,
he played the
same. Like, he wasn't, you know, up with, like, I guess player era.
No, he wasn't up there with, like, Bjorn. No, please.
No.
McEnroe.
Somebody else passing away yesterday, the man who created the pink plastic lawn foaming, died at the age of 79. His name was Don Featherstone.
Oh.
That guy had to be loaded.
Or is he one of those where he sold it off for, like, 80 cents early on?
No, he ended up making it in the 50s. Over the years, he ended up becoming president of the company.
And did he really?
Retired in the...
Oh, yeah, he's probably a billionaire. Good for him.
Ryan Reynolds enjoying his first Father's Day. Sure, he and his little baby girl, James, in the baby Bjorn would end up causing such an S-storm because he was being held in the carrier.
You know what? The second I saw that picture, I was like, ooh, that is not the right carry position.
How did he get the baby in that way? Father's Day picture. I mean, I didn't immediately go.
I still don't know what's wrong with the picture. I don't know.
So he's got the baby in the baby Bjorn. I mean, I guess that the baby is facing him as opposed to facing outward. Is there a relation concern?
Are you not?
I thought you could do it either way. Hey.
Mine face me in the baby Bjorn.
Yeah.
Filming that how to be a bad parent PSA.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know what he did. I just saw that people were pissed at him. Yeah, I have no clue.
Oh, and I guess people are all happy now finally putting that undo send feature.
Oh, you know what? I was talking to Kaylee about this. That undo send, so I was listening to the report. Kaylee's like, there was some people's accounts that they just had that option going back to 2009.
Who didn't realize they had it.
No, just Kaylee said it. I was talking to her. Yeah, so you've had the feature since 2009. So, but now they're going to make it. It's not available on, like, your mobile devices or, like, if you link all your mail up through, like, but if you just do it through the website, there's an undo send feature where you can do it within
cancellation period.
You write an email to your boss, F you big piece of garbage, you hit send, and then you're like, that may get me in trouble. But if you set it up, whatever, you can hit undo, and it will withdraw it. Because here, that say, hey, and then they'll say, recall email. Well, I already read it.
That's
already
the worst. So-and-so would like to recall.
Someone will do it. So I was talking to Kaylee about it when we got off yesterday. And she was like, I've been able to do that forever. See that on a bunch of accounts going back. I mean, that was already an option that they were letting people play around with.
Rays are in for the world the other night where the United States advanced. Apparently, the most soccer fans who tuned in to watch second place, though, Washington, D.C.
Oh, good for us. Good for us. St. Louis won. Interesting.
You mentioned earlier the NHL has their annual awards ceremony in Vegas tonight.
Oh, I can't wait.
Like you said, several of the awards already decided. Rocket Richard Trophy for the top goal.
100th time.
Jamie Benn, for the top point scorer from the Canadiens, is expected to win the Vezina as the league's top goalie.
Carey Price could walk away with a number of awards tonight. A lot of people are looking at the Carey Price will win that. He's up against Ovechkin for that award. And there's also the Lindsay Award, which is most valuable players voted on by players. So some of those awards are going to come down to Carey Price, who's the goalie from the Canadiens, Ovechkin. So we'll see. It's all over Vegas. Well, he did show up.
Have you seen his Instagram?
No, he's enjoying his time. I'm enjoying his girlfriend. But a pair of shirt when they're around Ovechkin. He did yesterday debut an alternate jersey that the Capitals will wear, which is the throwback jersey similar to the white and the classic, not the one here, but they introduced it when they did the Winter Classic against. This will be a red throwback alternate jersey, which would be tying Ovi in Vegas with a shirt on.
The Patriots are going to have to wait to see how the league rules after a 10-hour meeting yesterday between Brady and his people and Roger Goodell. NASA support of Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, and her call to remove the Confederate flag from the State House grounds. They released NASCAR bars the use of the flag, saying that while freedom of expression is an inherent right of all citizens, we will continue to strive for an environment at
right.
our events.
So they're not going to sell any gear.
Yeah.
They're not going to endorse. But that makes it sound like they're also not going to go to, like, the campground and go telling you to lower your flags.
Right. Steven Strasburg, 5 innings in his return from the disabled list last night. Nationals over the Braves, 3-1. Orioles beating the Red Sox, 6-4. That is a look at news. News.
Hi, welcome to AT&T. Rollover data.
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share best plan, data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Ooh. And we're hugging. Really?
Yeah. Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share now with rollover data on the network with a nation signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive.
Hey. To AT&T now and get a free 4 8.0 when you buy a new Samsung Galaxy S6 Active for zero down.
Limited time office by smartphone via AT&T Next 10 and activate wireless service on both early termination and other fees, charges, and restrictions. Apply rollover to flyer data on mobile share value plan with any plan change and is used after monthly plan data. Visit a store for details. Signal strength claim based only on average 4G LTE signal strength for national carriers.
To Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
The Roman Lighthouse, a lantern lit. Goodbye, Mooney and Walrus. Large vacancy, he talked about the sea. Willowy marsh, it was you and I. Off into the amongst the branch and tree, casting shadows on those below. Dark and dingy, Mooney shake.
866-5468. Call me right now. I will give you a pair of tickets to go see a concert. With your tickets, you will have to go backstage and meet a man. You call me right now. Those tickets are yours. 866-2-Elliot, 235-5468.
I'm going to mark them right.
Elliot in the Morning.
Need cash fast? 855-216-6555. First Virginia can provide you with up to $1,000 that can be loaded onto a card and be used anywhere Visa is accepted. Use your line of credit for whatever you need online. There are no annual fees, no charges, no credit check. You can make payments or access available credit simply by calling 6-6555. Getting the money you need has never been easier. First Virginia Services Center. We're open convenient hours 7 days a week. Our helpful associate to cash you need quickly and easily. Come in and get started right now. Call 855-216-6555 or visit firstvirginialoans.com to find a store near you. That's 216-6555. In your neighborhood financial services center. Pursuant to license from Visa USA Inc. Card subject to terms and conditions of card issuer. All rights reserved.
Hey, it's Elliot for Pearson Mazda. The 20s continue to arrive at Pearson Mazda, and they're being priced to move. The Mazda factory just announced new 0% financing incentive for buyers on all 2016 models. That's like getting an interest-free loan, even on models like the Miata, the CX-9, and every 2016 model that Mazda qualified customers purchase in Pearson Mazda in the West Broad Street or on .com.
With our new spicy tequila mango smothered burrito, we at Qdoba choose to toss out the rule book. We choose both sweet and a tropical storm of flavor, a tangy tequila sea, a burst of spark of tequila, a wavacious smother that knocks you to your seat and makes you say, wow. We unleash because we're Qdoba, and we choose flavor. So grab your spicy beer smothered burrito today.
People come to Diamonds Direct because of our extraordinary value and but what impresses them even more is our certainties and guarantees. It's with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee and a 90-day nationwide price guarantee. We want you to love your diamond, not be stuck with it. Free maintenance for life on any purchase. Free. Rhodium finish, free. New prongs, free. Appraisal, free. Need a stone tighten? Even if you accidentally knock out an axe, Diamonds Direct will replace it at no charge. Charge you for, we give you. Other jewelry stores require you to have your jewelry constantly inspected to keep a warranty intact. Inspections are not required. Buy, trade that diamond. We'll give you 110% of your original purchase price or the new stone. 10% guaranteed appreciation when you trade in for a larger stone. Diamonds Direct. Extraordinary value before, during, and after the short West Broad Village across from Whole
Foods. Fourth holiday prices are unbeatable. Get up to half off nearly every 99 each piece. Save up to $1,000. Simmons Renew Adjustables. On Sealy Posturepedic Hybrid. Plus, get a $200 gift card and free Tempur-Pedic. Hurry into Sleepy's for up to half off throughout the store. For only mattress professionals.
For your max kind of day. For your car battery, it's a struggle in the scorching heat kind of day. So stop by AutoZone today for a free check and make sure, at the very least, it'll get a break while we take care of the AC for a few minutes.
A stalled vehicle may slow you eastbound bridge in Talleysville, 95-95. No problems. Merging delays are slowing things down. 195 northbound up from Laburnum to Bryan Park. Commerce at Walmsley Boulevard and Eck Road. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Kevin Casey.
Freedom One Morning Show on XL102.
For anyone telling you off for all you need. No such sign, the wind has stopped and cold to read. No time to mind and make no excuses to spread. No time, the sun shines. One, love yourself. You gotta fire up.
866-235-6868. In the morning.
Hi, did I win?
Yes, you did.
I did.
Awesome. What is your name?
Wendy.
I'm sorry? Wendy. Very good. All right, so Wendy, listen, there are tickets to go see Imagine Dragons. Not only do you get those tickets, but I'm also going to give you a pair of backstage passes. You will use those passes when you get to go backstage and meet Imagine Dragons.
Awesome.
Yeah, that should be good. That's interesting. So listen, by the way, are you...
No.
Swedish heritage?
No, I don't.
No, damn it. I need somebody from Sweden.
Sorry.
Look at this, but I feel like I almost need to start with somebody from Sweden.
Okay.
Well, let me finish one thing up real quickly. Kaylee, will you see anybody of Swedish descent or from Sweden?
Yeah, I'm
Wendy, you stay with me for a second. But yeah, if you can find me somebody from Sweden, I would I would appreciate it. Yeah, in terms of Wendy, you can win your tickets to the show. You can win your passes to go backstage and meet them. We'll give those away for the remainder of the week. That means tomorrow. You need to stay caught up with anything going on. Facebook.com/EITM online. A few minutes, Natasha Leggero was on with us yesterday for the premiere of her new show yesterday morning. So if you missed her, that audio is up. Facebook.com/line. All right, Wendy, let me get back to I'm going to ask you a very blunt and very personal question, okay?
Oh goodness. Okay.
No, well don't be embarrassed. Do you
I'm not going to answer that question.
Just wanted to meet the band.
Okay, that's fine. Do you know what that word means, right?
I do.
Okay, all right. No, I want to be clear. Okay, you know what, Wendy, I applaud you for not wanting to discuss with me. I don't blame you. All right, hold tight one second. Kaylee's going to get some info from you. Again, I need somebody of Swedish descent so that this will make sense to me. 866. Good luck to you. 866.
The German here.
Dan and the band are going to ask you. It's just like a pre-interview.
866-235-5468. Yeah, somebody who's Swedish. At this point, I may take somebody who's been to Sweden. Diane, let me ask you.
Who's our guy?
Who's that?
The guy who called from Sweden.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
The official correspondent. Don't let me down now. Is the technology noble to us? It was the tease.
People in Sweden, Diane, have invented a new word. And the the word is called clitra.
Can you spell that?
C-L-I-T-T-R-A. Clitra. And they use that to, let me just read, that way it'll be less. Effort to encourage women to have a more positive outlook on masturbation. Sweden has combined the word for, and glitter into one sense for any lady pleasure. Clitra. Yes, in, glitter is glitra. Glitra?
Huh?
Let me. Glitra. You're speaking Swedish, and the Swedish word for clitoris is clitoris.
Oh.
So they've come to clitra. Pardon me. Chicken in the tube. Is masturbation frowned upon in Sweden?
No, it sounds like they're just. Satan is so progressive. You got this.
They have cell phones.
And technology. Well, the paternity we talked about. The paternity.
Oh, that's right. They do the year-long paternity.
And then, et cetera.
But what is the... I understand why they wanted to have... I mean, why they have a more positive outlook. But doesn't it already have a positive outlook?
I see what they're doing.
Is it because women don't like... Is that what they're saying?
What are you...
And by changing the name, that's going to suddenly make everybody more comfortable?
No. However, I am into clitra. What, I don't understand what you mean by what you see what they're doing.
I feel like, and maybe more so in the Swedish culture, but here at least, I don't know, masturbate just sounds so masculine.
But women do it too.
Why, we need to come up with our own word here.
Well, I can still use it. I don't like the word glitter.
All right. But yeah, like spelling Thursday with H-E-R. It's...
Oh, the Thursday?
Yeah, not women.
That's stupid.
No, it's not going to become an alternative, but I can see what they're... Based on everything you know
so
about... I don't think they have a problem with it. More people to do it.
Empty your mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you hear a word, tell me if you think male.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Baseball.
Male.
Masturbate.
Male.
Really?
It does sound more masculine.
Those are the only two words.
No, it does sound more masculine. Yeah. I don't know if I'm said it that way, but it does.
When I think about you, I touch myself.
Right.
Bang. That's what I say. That's what women say. That's
no,
what,
they
that's
don't.
What Tyler says. I totally messed up. I was going to say, she doesn't sing. When I think about you, I masturbate. Like, it's a masturbate. Even forget their stereotyping.
Right.
It's just such an aggressive word. Like, there's nothing about the word itself.
Well, but then why wouldn't you say that for a...
I'm saying get rid of
the word. That's cut yourself.
I'm saying get rid of the word altogether.
So for a guy...
Find something
so
that
now I gotta find
gender... Like, if you... That,
no,
the,
I don't...
The,
want
the, nothing to do with gender. If that... If you term that was... Elliot, that's definitely masculine. I don't think women can do that. No, I am confused. But if that caller... If it wasn't masturbating...
So you think if I sue Clitra...
No,
she might be like, oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's the Swedish
right,
suggestion.
No, but if it was
something that softened the blow.
Do you stir the paint?
No, god damn
what?
It,
what's
Elliot.
Wrong with, no, well, that, oh, no, that's, oh. That's
not at all what I'm saying.
No, but I know that is what you're saying. You're saying
how about like
harsh. Do you touch yourself? You know why?
Maybe anything sounds skeevy coming from you.
No, because no.
Do you touch yourself?
Like, it almost sounds predatory.
Now, why would you say that so close to the mic?
Yeah, because it was predatory.
How no,
about,
I didn't
how about
mean it
like,
that way.
Your thoughts, ma'am, on self
pity? I hate that.
That sounds like
self-love.
An old doctor.
I'm approaching it from medical benefits.
That's what I was doing. I was with that. Diane, if you were going, you and Scott are, and you and Scott are having dinner, and you say, hey, I'm going to go upstairs and. I need to excuse myself. I need to go upstairs and what are you? How are you finishing? You're not going to say Clitra because you just learned the word.
I
what's her name?
No, I wouldn't even know what to say.
What do you say to Scott? Is your term of that you're going to masturbate?
Why would you announce it?
He do. I mean,
that no such phrase has ever been uttered from me to him.
What did Scott say to you?
Same thing. No. How do you have to announce that?
Well, no, but if Scott said, hey, maybe I was having to do it last night, what would you say to him? You would say I was masturbating. I was
no.
Clitoring.
No, neither of those.
What was an app? An app?
It's like okay, the new, he's already downloaded it.
Yeah, yeah.
It.
And it wasn't even free.
It's like the new Snapchat.
So what, you don't have a term at all?
No.
So you've never, well, I can't say looked at Jackie, but you've never looked at Jackie and said, hey, I'm going to go pull it? Done that. Well, I mean, you should be able to say whatever you want.
Sure. But
yeah.
I'm just... Haven't.
Does the word master, does
I
it
agree.
Sound aggressive?
It does, yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah.
That's aggressive? Oh, are you a self-love girl?
No.
That's aggressive, yeah.
Do you touch her?
Why is that creepy? Oh. No, I'm asking.
Why do you? He's right though. Why do you have to like lean in and try
because,
to? Because
you're talking to a minor.
No, because that's the way. That's the way. Touch yourself sounds. The.
Oh,
God. I had so many.
Oh, thank you.
No, not in a good way. Good way.
You know what? But doesn't like if you're going to say masturbate sounds very aggressive.
Touch yourself
sounds very like yes, creepy.
It's
it does.
No, it's
no, it's
subtle.
Not subtle.
Mm. As explicit as the phrase is,
right.
To me, it's subtle.
Implicit. I should say that.
No, not the way you're doing it. I don't want you. I just want you to go do it.
So I can pull it. I can't say that. I can't ask the paint. I can't do it with you people. How do you want me to ask you? Clitra.
Never.
The do I ing that in jet though, or do you just
do you clitra? Well, how do they
like
yeah, right?
Swedish.
That's it.
Oh, herndy clitra.
Burk burk.
Sturm und Drang. That's the Lamb of God record, Timo. Sturm und Drang. Sinhaga.
Oh,
Sinhaga. That's what I do.
Oh, that's
what?
It.
Yeah, I'll be back. I'm going to go Sinhaga. Right back.
Man, Tyler's been gone a while.
Oh, he went to Sinhaga. Yeah. He is playing FIFA because I got women's teams now.
Better for you?
Sinhaga?
Yes. Scott, excuse me. While you're doing the dishes, I'm going to go Sinhaga. You know what? That may be it.
And next year it'll be in the spelling bee.
you use it in a sentence?
Tyler was just finishing up dinner and went upstairs.
My Pia. Maybe that's how you separate female.
What? No. What? No.
And pull it.
That's what goes through.
Don't say that. God.
What do you mean how you separate it?
No. Things just like...
So clitoris for like, a woman, suntaga
for no, like, L, you know, obviously.
Oh, male
we use Pia and just nothing.
That's for a woman?
I don't know which... I think we should go...
No, because that's too close. Hey, I got to take a Pia. Like... I don't like that.
Nothing speaking to Mario and Luigi.
Did you see the dude who just did the blindfolded in 27 seconds? Mama Pia!
We'll just stick with Sundaga. That's the American term.
The Swedes have Clitra.
Clitra. We'll do Sundaga.
Where am I? Line four?
Hey, this is Alicia from Richmond.
Hi, Alicia. How are you?
I've had this discussion with my friends a million times, and in that, by making the word, there is no word for female, period. So
yes, there is. Masturbate, but there is a word. It's called wordation.
Yeah, but that, it's just, no. Why, I don't like that word. Either.
You don't like the word because it's aggressive? You don't like the word because it sounds dirty? You don't like the word because you only think that it's with that word, it's only something that got?
No, it's just kind of, they go take care of their business, but there's nothing to say that, like, oh, I just did this action, whatever.
Clitra,
you know, but
thank you. I understand what you, I guess I understand what you mean, but you could still, well, no, there are other phrases for women to go mask.
Okay. Not in a conversation without facing out trying to be funny.
Oh, I see what you mean. So, like, there's no way that you could just be... Well, yeah, but you can.
Sun is serious.
No, but she's saying, like...
I'm going to go Jill Ellis.
What are you doing?
We determined he doesn't know much about the female parts.
No, but I don't want to... So that's okay. That. But that is what you could say.
To me, that's a long concern about it being.
I mean, but that's no different. That's no different than.
Oh my God! Now we're using to synchronize.
No, but the same thing, right?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's
the first good point you've made.
Thank you.
I just picture you clapping.
Sunhaga. And Clitra. Okay. Good. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
You got it. Let me do this. Now I'm up against a hard break. You know what? While, if you'll excuse me, I have to turn the mics off for a moment in Sunhaga. Kaylee, will you ask these people on hold in there? Give me one quick break if you're on web. You next.
Elliot in the morning. Meet Imagine Dragons. Listen to EITM all week. Win your tickets to the show. And to meet Imagine. See the band. Meet the band. Get all the details.com/EITM. Elliot in the morning.
64 is running slow from Mechanicsville Turnpike out area. Multi-vehicle collision moved over to the right shoulder along the Chaco Valley Bridge. Watch for collision road and on the south side. Commerce Road at 1. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Kevin Casey.
What's the next best thing to new? So you from McGeorge Toyota. Right on deals on one of the Central Atlantic stations of certified pre-owned vehicles, including 2014 Toyota Corolla LEs starting at just $14,495 and 2014 LEs starting at just $15,683. That's two like-new vehicles for under $16,000. You just add tax, title, $595 processing fee. 0.9% APR financing is available with approved credit through TFS and backed by the McGeorge Certified Vehicle Promise, which gives you state inspections for life, 1 year of free oil changes, and a city. So if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle you can trust, hurry into the McGeorge Certified 7705 West 5 West Broad Street and McToyota.com. McGeorge Toyota, with 100,000 happy customers, we earn your trust every day. Sale ends June 30.
You're not a loser, ever. But if you still use traditional tobacco products, I'm starting to wonder about you. It's Fletcher, and I'm kidding. Kind of. A year ago, I made the switch to Voltage Vape. I was so skeptical about it, but I went down and hung out with Jay Taylor and the awesome Benin. They took the time to ease me into it, find me the right flavor, the right device, right off 288 on Chester Road in the Whistle Stop Shopping Center. Just to show you how much they want to help you get off traditional tobacco is this. Purchase a Duet or any email kit, and you get a free liter bottle of e-liquid to help you get maybe with a little more experience. If you're into dripping and advanced devices, they've got some new items. Ours and the Snow Wolf 200 watt temperature control box mods are in stock. Sale of the week. Purchase a Phenom mod and a Rogue to receive 10% off your entire purchase only while supplies last. They sell the most amazing e-liquids. They've got them all in stock from the best companies at VoltageVaping.com.
Cool Cap customer talks about his actual Cap Center experience.
I had the process that made me for a mortgage loan. I was trying to get the lowest rate for me and my family, and Cap Center let me get, forcing me to do with it. The Cap Center process was one of the most important things to me. It helped me lock in a rate that saved me. People were friendly in the process with a mortgage that saved me money. Plus, I got a free cap. About the only thing that Cap Center loan process was maybe paper afterwards. I'm Richard Morrissey, and I approve this ad.
It's official, and great rates you'll approve of. Visit Cap 804-968-5000 for a free quote. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number 67717. Get information at NMLSConcessions.org. Equal housing lender.
July 4th savings start now. Eyes one price. Twin mattresses just $76 each piece. Or buy any Sealy Posturepedic, Women's Beauty Rest, or any adjustable base and get a free gift card worth up to $300. Or get two free Tempur-Pedic pillows with the purchase of every Tempur-Pedic. If your mattress anywhere else.
Hey, it's Tammo and Jewel Space at 420 East Gray Street. Bigger bar, expanded new cocktail menu, and newest. You're still getting this award-winning fried green tomatoes and shrimp and grits. Call Juleps to book your next dinner Monday through Saturday. Check them out. Julep 420 East Gray Street.
Now, can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
Want to join our rewards program?
Bobby. How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introduced at lots of places, including AT&T, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at .com. Terms and conditions apply.
XL 102 with another big field.
It's Timo.
I'm Fletcher.
I'm Volston in the business. You got me today at Big Field Day. We're going to do some of the tribal dances you've been working on.
Oh, good.
You may or may not have a tramp stamp that you were going to share with the crowd.
Logan has a whale tail.
I wasn't ready to reveal that to the world. My mom's going to see this.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Fieldday.com. Of the Elliott in the Morning Building, WWDC, Washington, WRXL. This is the Elliott in the Morning Radio Network.
I am going to state Monday Night Raw. You'll see John Cena, Roman Reigns, Randy Orton. Tomorrow we'll do second as Front Row Friday. And then once we get to Diane's Dirt, I will give the benefit concert music with Roger Waters, Sheryl Crow, Tom Morello, and Billy Corgan. Remember, you can keep Facebook.com/EITM online. Kaylee, line one. Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hey, that was awesome.
Hey, what's going on?
There is actually a female term for me.
Okay, we're going to be an adult here, please.
Yeah, chilling, like Jack and Jill.
A lot of people have tweeted and posted about that, which is funny because I was thinking about Jill Ellis.
Right. Right.
I should have just said Jill. I've never heard that before, and everyone apparently in the social media lounge has.
Oh, you know what's weird? I've never heard that either. I never heard that. But I'm also not put off by the word masturbate, like apparently everybody else is. Or
a puritanical country.
I know, openly. And it should just flow right off the tongue.
It's a natural human. Everyone should be, you know, a little more open about it and a little more relaxed and have a mind about it.
Exactly. That's how Diane. But now every time I'm guttural or it turns, touch yourself. Hey, Diane, where are you on self?
Nothing coming out of your mouth is going to sound.
I don't like self-love, though, because it doesn't have a problem. Like self-help. Like, oh, I've got a problem. I need to show myself more self-love.
What about self-surgery?
No, I love those. Surgery is awesome. But no, you know what I mean? Like, self-love doesn't connote anything.
I kind of see what you're saying, because you could, if without having to go to self-help, if you are talking about somebody, I feel like they could be diagnosed as having an issue with self-love.
Right.
Like they are
just down on themselves.
Yeah.
And besides, anything that self has, like self anything, self-surgery is something that you really shouldn't do, but you do it.
Self-service.
But it's not pleasurable.
Yeah, making it Swedish again. The self-serve area at IKEA is super good. A lot of people don't out, so
self-love.
No, it really does. It really does. It'd be like if I were like, go upstairs, I need some self-love, I would just think, oh, well, they must be really upset and angry. They got to go make themselves feel good. Not in terms of, but in terms of like, you know, just to like kind of get their head settled. Yeah, bingo.
Yeah.
With you. I'll be honest. I don't.
I don't either. I'm just saying that was one of the ones that I
Yeah, no. And like Tyler said, everybody in the social media lounge, that doesn't sound.
I don't think it matters.
I wouldn't know what you were doing.
You like the male version of that.
Yes and no. Because it's not. Let's say it. It's not. You have to do.
I know. It's the other sex.
No, but you have to put something else with that.
Oh, I see.
Type situation.
Yes, exactly. No, see, he can hear me when every time I have to click the mic, he can hear me. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't... Can I say... No.
Compared to some of the things that have come...
You know what I mean? Like, you need that on the end of it. Or jilling it. Yeah. You would...
I'm jilling it.
The...
Sundhaga is universally funny.
It's funny.
But it's serious.
Like Clitra.
Yes, it's and speaking of the social media lounge, Sundhaga is quippy as the most misspelled word of all time.
Hey, thank you. This is my problem that I've noticed. I can't say the term Clitra without like cocking my head. You almost have to like be like, oh, be like, eh. Like it doesn't just come out.
Like you're Seinfeld?
No, you know what I mean? Say Clitra.
Clitra.
No, Clitra. But like say it like in a
self-love type way. Say it creepy.
Not creepy, but like ask Diane.
Like a voiceover.
Talk to Diane about Clitra.
So, any Clitra in your plans? I nailed it. Your reaction blew the take. The other one that keeps this one either.
Yeah, you can.
Well, jilling we were able to say.
Yeah.
I cannot say the other one. See, I don't know if people are saying they use the terms they want to see be used more often.
Hold tight.
Oh.
That is the worst.
Why is that?
People have written that.
That, you know what? I've never said that.
You've said that.
No, I never have.
Ask Diane about her plans.
I can't. I've never said that. I've never said that.
That's something you would say.
Oh, totally. I'm almost embarrassed that I never have. If Diane, I asked you that, would that bother you? Like, is that worse than ask?
Yes.
Would you go to HR? Are you in HR for what I asked? That was a skit. And as all improv scenes go, you have to say,
yeah.
Have I ever said that?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
I have
learned a lot.
Straightforward. That's my problem. Kaylee, have you heard that? You heard that term before? Oh,
she's like a listener.
Hold tight 1 second.
Yes.
Have you heard that? Right. Have you done that? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Sounds like a restaurant term.
By the way, is that no?
like when you're getting something,
hey, you know,
out
what?
To the tables.
Oh, I'm in the weeds. Let's see. He wants a hamburger. The hamburgers, the tomatoes, and
there you go. Gara with Diana. Can't just take it like the menu lists it.
Hi, Elliot. Hi,
the. Here's me.
Yeah, hi. Hi, who's this?
Teresa.
Hey, what's Teresa?
Yes.
Shut up.
Like she said Teresa.
No, she didn't. Your name is Teresa, the sausage. Spanish sausage.
Not Teresa.
Oh, Teresa, like Judice. Judy. Anyway, yes, what can I do for you?
I actually came up with my own word for masturbating.
Clitoris.
But I hate that word.
Wait, why did you also?
Yes, it's so.
Roll.
It's just, I don't know. It's just horrible.
Okay, what did you, what are we using at the house?
Tiddling. I like tiddlywinks.
Well, I get what you're
it's
doing there.
Tiddling.
The,
It sounds like something you could be accused of in court.
Well, you could.
I feel like that would be like...
Get accused of... We talked to a guy last week for accused of glittering.
The term sounds too...
Where are you on Sundhaga?
I can't... So, why...
Okay, your word isn't... First of all, I can barely pronounce your name. So, her name
yes,
is fine.
Yes, Teresa.
It
that's so odd.
It sounded like Teresa.
My name is okay, I like well, Teresa.
Oh, at a good Mexican restaurant where you get like the corn salsa and then like on the side. Oh, it's fantastic. What do you do if one of those black beans falls on the table? God damn, was that a walk? 9-4. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yes, no.
We're chalking that one up to call. It's a funny reference. Appreciate you listening to the show, but it makes no sense.
The line two, is that a woman?
Yeah.
Elliot in the morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi, who is this?
We're not going to go into that. We're not.
Okay.
I'm going to say, I feel like the issue isn't really the name. I think it's because women don't talk about it. Most of my friends, actually, they don't even do it.
Yes, they do.
Oh, I'm sure that they do, but they have something like disgusting and deplorable and whatnot, which I don't understand why. But
can I ask you this though? Like, for both my kids are boys, mm-hmm. and like I mean, guys will do it in a way you go. Is that like do girls like? Is that not like a teenage girl thing at all?
Oh no, it is. It's just women don't admit to it as much as they do.
But you'll never tell Marley, like,
right?
Obviously, and like you teach them. No, I'm being serious. Like you teach them boundaries, and
right.
It's like you would never put a friend.
No.
So why are girls brought up with this whole? That's not cool.
It's more like not talk about it.
Oh my God, guys will not. That's why it's. So, but now let me ask you this: Are you doesn't bother you at all?
No, not really.
Are you a chronic?
I mean, it happens.
Yeah, like, what's a fair amount? A couple times a day?
I don't try to go over more than once a day. It's not like in the plan. Things happen. If I'm off.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Ask Diane about her plans. we all have been.
A couple times a day.
So usually once a day, times a day.
Possible.
And like now, let's say for example, you and I we're dating. We're in a very healthy relationship, and we've just finished dinner, and I'm going to do dishes, and you're going to excuse me. Would you just say?
No, I wouldn't say anything, but afterwards,
you know, clitra, Sundhaga.
Not that.
So you're not cool with clitra.
I don't think there needs to be another word for it. You did what you did. It doesn't have to be anything.
Yeah, but there needs to be another word for what are you doing right now?
I don't know.
Yeah, sitting on very
there's, there's one.
It's very, I don't like that one as much as I like this. This is my new fave right here. Also, that one question, too. Like, guys get that.
Oh, God.
Now I got
God,
this.
Please. Willie Geist. Please.
What's wrong with that?
That was very aggressive, what you just did.
No. Whatever. All right, very good, ma'am. I have you, honey.
Thank you.
You're delightful. Thank you. Yes, Tyler.
There's a quick moment, Diane, but it spoke volumes.
What's that?
The motion.
Yeah.
No.
Your motion.
Must be a busy man.
Where am I going, Kaylee? Line Kaylee in the morning. Oh.
Hello, how are you?
Good, who's this?
It's Donna.
Hey, Donna, what can I do for you?
First time I get a hold of you, and you're talking about masturbation.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. Donna, are you calling me with a Foo Fighters update? Oh, wrong Donna. Anyway, yes, I'm sorry. What can I?
Well.
No, I'm not giving you tickets right now.
I'm kind of shocked.
Right. Were you calling about anything specific? See if you could get through.
I just called to see if I could get through, but I got, I'm Swedish.
Oh, do you use the term clitra?
But I found out you don't like glitter.
It's fine. I wore glitter afterwards as we were creating Sundhaga. There you go. You're a twice a day.
Oh, cigarettes.
All right, Donna, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, very good. Very good. Thank you, ma'am. Hi, Ellie in the morning. Hello?
Hey, Elliot.
Here comes trouble. Yes?
Hey, this is Steve in Richmond.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
No.
So are we decided we're going to go with Sundhaga?
Yeah.
All right.
I thought you were going to say for a week.
Or is that universal?
For both ways.
Yeah, I'm universal with that. That's good. Oh, I like that. We created a new term today.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
Now we just have to get the spelling down.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
Sundhaga.
All right, let me take a quick break. It's Elliot in the morning.
Elliot in the morning.
Like us on Facebook. Interact at facebook.com/X102.
From the Nissan of Richmond, traffic is still a concern for 95 Mark down through the Boulevard and northbound 95 Bells Road Mari up through the downtown expressway. Collision Willis Road near 95. At Springfield Road from News 7 Casey. This report is brought to you.
Subway is bringing you a most flavorful sandwich with the new Turkey Italiano Melt. Oven roasted turkey and savory Italian meats topped with melted drizzles with new Subway vinaigrette. In a fresh toasted sandwich like no other. The Turkey Italiano Melt. Subway. Eat. Say, I love you. Oh, I know you can do it.
Hey,
almost.
Hey,
good boy.
To you, your dog is more than just a pet. He's your exercise buddy, lap warmer, home security system, and shoulder to cry on. Not to mention the best darn alert hat. And while he may not be able to say exactly, your dog says he loves you in 2 inches. So help protect him with Canine Advantix 2 by Bayer. Canine Advantix 2 provides broad-spectrum protection against fleas, ticks, and too. Plus, Kate kills fleas and ticks through contact. They don't know
said it. You're a good boy. No, you too.
Canine Advantix of dog. Canine Advantix only. Available at veterinary clinics and pet specialty retailers. Learn more at Canine.
Hey, it's Elliot, and if you need a track at G-Force Karts now, right across the street from RIR, you'll find the track full of twists and turns fast you can push them. Take your friends, take your coworkers, take everybody. Get an authentic racing experience right here and take it from me. Fishtailing your turn fills your time. Pull up the website at GeForceCarts.com, and we'll see you on the track.
Sleepy's July 4th holiday prices are unbeatable. Get up to half off nearly every mattress in the store. Beauty Rest and more. Dollars off Beauty Rest, Legend, and Fiends to $600 off GS. Get a gel mattress free with any iSeries or iComfort set. Plus, free Tempur-Pedic, iSeries, and more. Hurry into Sleepy's for up to half off throughout the store. Sleepy's, the only mattress professional.
Need a good reason to hurry into McDonald's? How about 900? Right now, we're offering incredible deals on 900 vehicles. 100 new 2015 Canton Camper at just $19,998. Plus, 0% financing for 60 months. $1,667 per thousand finance with approved credit through TFS. Every vehicle comes with 2 years of no-cost maintenance from Toyota. And another 2 years of maintenance. George, that's 4 months maintenance and 0% APE on brand new 2015 Camrys starting at just $19,998. Prices include all Toyota factory rebates, fuel tags, and $495 processing fee. But these deals, like our incredible selection, won't last. Plans June 30, 319 West Broad or McGeorgeToyota.com. McGeorge Toyota, 1,000 happy customers. We earn your trust every day.
Mattress Fourth Savings start now. Size one price. Twin, full, or queen mattresses just $76 each. Dollar by any Sealy Posture, Simmons Beauty Rest, or any adjustable base, and get a free gift card worth of this. Or get two free the purchase of every Tempur-Pedic mattress anywhere else. You'll pay too much.
17-year-old Billy wanted to put the kick back into his 72 hulking piece of American muscle, but he was missing some tools. AutoZone turned him onto their And when Billy heard that renewed engine roar, why, that starter little starter stash of his turned into a bushy testament on Billy no more. We call him Bill. That's Bill Zone. From loaner tool to free battery testing, let AutoZone help find yours.
AutoZone. When people know, start growing with iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
XL102, field day artist.
It's banned from Catfish to the Bottom. Are you into the UFC?
McGregor. I'm not into UFC, but I'm into Conor McGregor.
All right.
Michael Bisping, because he's not a gay.
He's good on the game.
Conor McGregor.
No,
Conor McGregor.
No.
Irish fighter.
No.
Oh, mate, he's amazing.
He's nuts.
Get more. More at Big Now. Back to on XL102.
Poetry, no one seemed to notice he was getting so old. Cheap beer and cigarettes, life was like a movie set, and I seemed to be given. But in times of trouble, I can turn to my mother and they go understand. Age 18, I cried, she told me, young man. There were moments when you fall to grow, but you were stronger than you feel you are now. You don't always have to speak so loud. No, just be as you are. It's not always a comfort. Everybody's got scars that they hide, and everybody wants tumbles. Just be as you are. They played me on the radio, everything was changing, so I thought I was all the way grown. Remember in that cold November when
Sally in the morning. Aren't you storing?
Times of trouble, like my mother and the
Tom Jackman writes for the Washington Post. He's been on with us before. Good guy. Really. Best reporter they have. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I guess he, I saw, and it is taken off everywhere. This could be it for Tom Jackman, a local reporter. And the story's bizarre as hell. I'll read you the very beginning. Sitting in his surgical gown inside a large medical suite in a Vienna, Virginia man prepared for his colonoscopy by pressing record on his smartphone. At the instructions, his doctor would die with him after the procedure. But as soon as he pressed play on home, he was shocked. He found that he had required examination, and that the surgical team had mocked him and him as soon as he drifted off to. Tom Jackman doesn't give his name. They just say that obviously he's from Vienna. He only goes by D because he wanted to maintain his anonymity and did not want to comment to his lawyers, Michael Chernoff and Scott Perry. That's not important. The story's very easy. He goes to get a colonoscopy. He gets a anesthesiologist, puts him to sleep, and he wants to know what he's going to have to do. So he says, "I'm just going to record the post-procedure instructions are," and very, very, very simple.
Did he announce he was going to do that?
No.
Okay.
No. But he never turned it off. So apparently, after he drifted off, anesthesiologist said to him, keep in mind, he's out.
Right.
At this point, he is out. But the anesthesiologist is talking to him, knowing that he's out. Anesthesiologist, by the way, is a woman. Matter or not, but it's a woman. After 5 minutes of talking to you in pre-op, I wanted to punch you in the face and man you up a little bit. When a medical assistant noted that the man had a rash, the anesthesiologist warned her not to touch it, saying she might get, quote, some stiff or something. The anesthesiologist then went on to say, it's probably tuberculosis in the penis, so you'll be all right. When the assistant noted that he was getting queasy when watching a needle get placed in his arm, the anesthetist on the recording, well then, retard. Imagine listening to that on the way home.
I wouldn't be believing it. I would think it was something else, or like they knew when they were kidding or trying to have a joke.
Sued the anesthetist in the clinic. Place. And the result came out. The man sued the two doctors for defamation and medical malpractice. I'll get to the malpractice part. After a trial, a jury ordered the anesthesiologist and her practice to pay him $500,000.
Wow.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Guess who's going to be recording every surgery from here
hell
on out?
Hell yeah. How is that? It says the plaintiff was only identified as DB from... By the way, if you're a DB in Vienna, call me, please. Holy crap. The anesthesiologist named Ingham, surprisingly, she couldn't be reached for comment. Nor return messages to... Ingham worked out of the practice in Bethesda, which the jury ruled should pay $50,000 of the $200,000 damages. Ingham no longer works there. She now works down in Florida. Now, the place that she was working in Florida, they called. They said that she made her calls to a number believed to be anesthesiologists were not returned. Well, if Tom Jackman calls you, return his call. Would you look at?
You would be thinking, okay, I'm still under some sort of like impairment from the wheel.
You would think that you're not hearing the...
I mean, you know that conversations go on between people when they're doing anesthesia about everyday things. They're not in an operation or whatever it is.
Well, they're talking about... He said that he looked like he got tuberculosis in his
but
penis.
But you don't think that they're saying stuff like that. Now you have to...
By the way, that would be the least part. Oh, you probably got syphilis. They wanted to punch you in the face and man you up.
I'm with Diane. I think it wouldn't be believable. You'd think it was like the wisdom teeth. Like, when do I have sex with Ryan Gosling?
She's good. At what point, though, do you believe it? You're not going to be under that. Yes, you wake up from the...
Listen to it the 40th time.
The 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th day in a row? Like, you're definitely playing it for all your friends. The audio, like, I don't know what's on the audio.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear Tiffany Ingham.
Ready?
Yeah.
Really, after 5 minutes of talking to you, pre-op, I've got to shake some mania up a little bit. Just creep me out.
You need some glue on the phone.
No, you can't sit. Syphilis on your arm or something. It's probably tuberculosis in the penis, so I'm going to be all right.
Look at it.
She should be fine.
So if you see a rash, you can make
that. She has a pull on. Jack and pants. And I'm putting aside the angles. I always pass out. I did. Great. Well, why are you looking then, retard?
I said, turn your head. Why are you looking?
They want to believe what they want to believe.
People
are
mental
problems.
You need
to have medical problems. Not a rally go. Wheel, wheel of annoying people.
Where do
I
am?
Do not call me annoying.
I feel bad. I shouldn't mean it. I'm going to mark hemorrhoids, even though we don't know
who won't. And that's where we also get in trouble.
Oh, man.
That's the trouble. I'm going to mark, even though they're none. And they did. They wrote him up as having hemorrhoids.
What about closely, you hear that. Is that the malpractice?
Or falsifying, the malpractice part is falsifying medical records.
So she wasn't just joking. She actually did that.
Oh, pile with telling him he had hemorrhoids. Yeah.
He almost.
How did you do that?
And it almost... Just making the mistake of just talking.
Penis Ebola?
No, just talking and just being stupid. You put something in there that's not true.
Yeah. The falsifying, I mean, that's really where they're screwed. Now, if I could defend the doctors, the talking about syphilis or penis Ebola, was he did have a rash on his penis, which maybe is why DB is not talking. But he did have a rash on his penis, and that's why, don't rub up against it. You'll have... He didn't have hemorrhoids. Which is why they got busted.
Don't you think now it's almost... I'm shocked they only got $500,000.
It's a pretty, pretty good payout.
I'm saying it's not, but
I would
me,
not be upset.
When you're talking about, like, making up a diagnosis, putting it down, that to me, it seemed low.
A lawyer who specializes in defamation law said the comments between doctors typically would be privileged, but the Vienna man recordings showed that there was at least one and as many as three other people in the room during the procedure. They were discussing matters beyond the scope of the colonoscopy. So that they could, I guess they, I mean, they're allowed to talk. They're taught the colonoscopy. I don't have an expectation that the doctors are only going to talk about my colonoscopy.
No, it's like almost like a little bit of small talk here and there.
So,
the lawyer argued against that.
Talk about anything other than that? Yeah, no. But what I'm saying is, if I were the patient and I heard them talking about like, hey, what are we having for lunch afterwards?
Yeah, okay.
Like that wouldn't bother.
Can't talk of other
penis
parts of his body,
the rash on his penis.
Yeah, I would not expect something like that.
Usually all legal publication requires its publication to someone other than the plaintiff. If one of the doctors said to someone else, syphilis and tuberculosis, and that person believed a claim, to decide. Were the statements literal and not fact? So then it gets into that whole.
How old is DB?
DB, did I say, I want to say he's 32? Is that right? Right?
So, okay, 32 is pretty young. I was wondering.
Is that right, or is the, maybe it's not, or is that how old the lawyer is? Or not
you
the
said
lawyer.
The anesthesiologist was 42.
40. Why does 32 stick out? I don't know why that sticks out to me.
Because I was wondering if it was just a certain age screening for colon random doctor, or if there was a previous relationship with that doctor, like this was part of further screen or whatever. Like, was there something? Was this the first time?
So, like, they already had like a cute fun back and forth with each other.
Well, I'm not saying that. Could there be other instances that was said, or was this the first time DB went to this office?
I want to say it's got to be the first time, based on how he gets queasy when he gets a needle. They would know that. Your doctor would know if you get queasy.
You would also make fun of that a lot.
Yeah, well,
necessarily.
You're telling, then why don't you turn your head, retard?
Yeah, you would. People make fun of everything about people all the time.
That is true.
You get stuck with, look, ants in elementary school, you never...
I bought them tutu. let me go back and answer one of your questions from earlier. The doctor's attorneys argued that the recording was illegal, but noted that Virginia is a state, meaning that only conversation need agree to the recording.
So he did say, I'm recording it.
Oh, he doesn't have to say anything. He knows that he's recording it. That's good enough.
That's how you interpret that?
That's 100% how I interpret
that. I thought it was other people.
Like, No. If I'm not mistaken, that goes all the way back to mafia days.
So that doesn't really sound right.
That it's being recorded. It's different when you start dealing with... But when you do it in person...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Only one person has to know. Because it used to be you would... And that's why I believe it goes back to mafia days, where it would be... We can't... If we're trying to... I can't go to some mafia king... Mafia, your consent to record you?
Because
they would say no. So as long as one party knows that the recording has taken place, then the recording... That's involved in a case. Somebody from the out throwing it in, and that guy had no idea that it was being recorded. That's where it starts to get into some there. Captured the anesthesia, amount of anesthetic needed to sedate the man. The guy must be larger. DB, go on and talk about how they both knew that that he would eat them for lunch. And then it says the discussions to the around the man's penis.
Twitter is wondering how he phoned into the colonoscopy.
Oh, so he took the phone in and was recording, like I said, the post, and then put the phone underneath. I've never had a colonoscopy. I mean, I've been put out before, but I've never like a colonoscopy where you go in. You like every time I've been put out, it's been for surgery, and you stay in the hospital. So your clothes would be off. So I don't know if, like, it's just, hey, disrobe, everything are still in there. Because it sounds like he recorded and then just put everything under the bed or under the table and didn't even realize that he had left his phone on.
I mean, it's
he was just lucky.
Outpaid.
Ingham then mocked the patient for attending Mary Washington College, which was once an all-women's school. She then wondered aloud whether her patient... Then the anesthesiologist said, I'm going to mark hemorrhoids, even though we don't see any and probably won't, and then wrote a diagram on the man's chart. Patient, quote, a big wimp. She said, people are into their have medical problems. Virginia syndrome. You don't need... By the way, hasn't Mary Washington both sexes 30 years or something? Yeah, that's no big deal. Oh, thank you all. Thank you all, Chiller.
He's going to eat Kaylee for lunch.
Where am I going? Line 4? In the morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Bill. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, as far as the recording part and one party... as long as you personally are part of that conversation, any conversation to which you are directly a party of.
Right, so if I can't walk in and record a conversation between Kaylee, not a part of, but if I'm a part of the conversation with Kaylee and Diane, I can record all day.
Exactly. You know, I'm like the guy on Twitter. On Twitter, I know exactly how somebody managed to get a phone into the procedure room, because typically they don't even take you in a stretcher. For most, transfer you over one that's been sterilized.
Even for
a clean environment.
Even for a colonoscopy? Like I said, I've never had one.
Even for a colonoscopy, just because of procedural infections.
But he already had that infection on his penis, sir.
That everything in the room is possible. So, you know, you'll be on a stretcher, and when they'll take you into the room on a stretcher over to a procedure bed, they'll put you out, they wake you up, and you move back over to the stretcher to leave the room. But, you know, usually they're not keeping equipment that was in pre-op or post-op, because that's not a sterile environment.
Interesting. I don't have an answer if that was addressed in the trial. I don't answer to that, though. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, no, but I just find it very interesting. So,
hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, bro.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Yes, Tyler.
People are not writing that it's easy. Procedure it is. It's not like real
it's
surgery.
Not, you're not going into an... Yeah, no, this isn't at like a clinic.
I mean, you can... Yeah, doctor's offices.
Yeah, so I don't... Like I said, I don't know. I'm not... I'm just going back to the recording real quick. Mm. Program director, when he used to have to do reviews, he had with a tape recorder and set it up on the desk and go, okay, I'm going that you say.
Let's just.
She worked, and then he would just, you know, make it through as blandly. You know who the woman is, though. She doesn't work here anymore. Line 2. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi.
This is Ashley.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I actually have, regarding the recorder, I worked OR for about 6 years, and we did, including some pre-op stuff. A lot of the times, just for colonoscopy and on the stretcher, you know, all their stuff would be there with them, so they could record everything if that was the case.
Okay, so that
you're holding up your pants and putting them on the shelf.
Right, yeah. Correct. Another thing I was telling you, I worked a long time. You hear so much then to the OR. The doctors are liable to say just about anything about anybody.
Like making fun of the patients and stuff?
It happens, actually. So one of the cases, I usually just kind of sat back and went a lot of the time, but one of the cases, a larger lady came in for me, and I just, like, remember the doctor saying, look, there's a skinny person inside of everybody. Those kind of comments were made on a routine basis.
So it's very, very common to hear the surgeons and stuff making fun of the patients?
It's unfortunate, but it does happen often.
Like, if you were in this dude came in and he asked, is everybody in that room making fun of his rashy penis?
I wouldn't say everybody, but it's definitely guaranteed it's going to be talking.
That's their workplace. They just happen to be, like, over somebody's body.
Right. I mean, of course, it's not a professional thing, but you're working, you know, a lot of time, patients out, and, you know, one way or the other, it's a workplace environment. You're going to be talking about things, and things get set. And sometimes the doctors are immature ones that are in the room.
Bro. All right. Thank you. Hey, now let me ask you guys this.
Mm-hmm.
Is it unfair to expect that? Because what we're all surgeons, right? And they go in, they do their job every single day, just like everybody else, and else in the whole thing. If surgeons, and we were awesome, and there was like a big rash at the end of somebody's penis, wouldn't we make fun?
Well, not now.
No, you know what
but
I mean.
I don't. I think it is to expect.
Like, I don't want to be hypocritical.
That kind of talk won't go on. I mean, forget the hemorrhoids.
The hemorrhoids.
Yeah,
like that's bad.
Very bad.
But should you not be mad at them because they made some fat jokes? They made some rashy penis tuberculosis list jokes.
I don't know if you're winning a court case.
No, you're probably
over,
not.
Over stupid jokes.
No, you're probably not.
But I would like to think record every time I go under.
Would this guy? Do you think this guy would have filed the lawsuit if the hemorrhoids? Do you really?
Yeah. I don't think he would have won, but I do think he would have.
Because it's hard to determine. I would be pissed if most. And they said on it.
If they said any of that stuff about you.
Yes, but it's one thing to go, you know what? They diagnosed me with misdiagnosis. They lied. And that you probably do fight. They're calling you fat and penis and rash penis and quit looking at it. Look away, you retard. I don't know if at that point that you would file. I just think you would go, you know what? F them. I'm never going to use them again. I'm going to tell.
I'm getting on Yelp.
I was going to say, but I don't know that you're filing a lawsuit. The misdiagnosis, or not even a misdiagnosis, the lying of a diagnosis that you would probably go after them for. Is that?
No, I think there are certainly some people who are litigious, but in terms of the chances of you walking away with a settlement or a sum,
$500,000,
not just are slim to none.
By the way, I would take you say whatever you want about for $500,000. I don't even care. You don't even need to put me out.
The coherent thought's going to be, oh God, what are you going to say about me?
Soon, Tug. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 5. Hi, Ellie. In the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's
Monica?
Hey, Monica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Calling to let you know. I'm pretty sure I know how he was able to get the phone into the procedure room.
Well, I feel to kind of explain that to us. That for early there, it's not unusual for them to just take you in on the same bed, do the procedure.
They take you in on the same. Most of the time, they take you in on the same bed, and then put underneath the stretcher.
Right.
So it's not uncommon for that to happen.
Are you? Do you work in the medical field?
No, I've had an umpteenth surgeries.
Oh, have you? Do you have
endoscopies as well? So
sorry. Do you have any floors may have laughed at?
Don't we all? I'm sure.
By the way, I'm going to bait them. I'm going to do things to my body. Well, first I'm going to let it go, but I'm going to do things to my body. So they're going to say something, and then I'll hear about it.
You just say you're afraid of all of it. Oh, the bright lights and the white coat. I don't know if I can handle it. Gone with the wind. The wind.
He's got something.
He's giving me the vapors.
The right stuff on your butt.
The M on each cheek. Oh, look, it says mom. You're facing in the room.
619 ATV writes, then they get paid very well to be professional.
Oh.
But then seconds later, I'm not going to read the name. I make fun of my patients all the time.
My doctor.
Again, the Twitterverse?
Like, no.
Up on social media?
Well, yes, very much so.
He likes to use Yik Yak. Lists it for diagnoses. That's, he puts the symptoms out in a certain radius. Just what's going on.
Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 8? Good morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey, who's that?
Jason.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, I'm the only one that thinks this was a setup from the beginning.
A setup with who?
I'm sure this doesn't sound like this is just like a one-time, I'm just going to go pick a random doctor out of the doctor to do an endoscopy. He probably was treated by this doctor. He had thoughts that, hey, this doctor, there's something up with him, maybe something previous visits. He's like, I'm going to stay.
Hey, can I second, like, for example, my regular doctor who's tweeting at us, but colonoscopy, wouldn't my regular doctor just recommendations and go, hey, listen, here's three or four clinics that do colonoscopies, just call and make an appointment. Like, he's not going to do it himself.
He's also, you're going to go and have, like, a consultation. You're going to have a couple visits with that doctor before they go and stick it.
I hope not. I just want
to walk right in and they're just going to do it.
That's what I would love. Honestly,
you gotta do,
serious?
You gotta,
what, shave? I'll shave.
No, the prep the night before.
I'm not buying the whole, every thing you get, they give you like 15 pages of instructions when you're done. You're done. It's not like, well, you're going to do and see hope it all works out well. They're going to give you a ton of...
Yes, I can't argue with you because I don't want to believe it's a setup.
Because one sheet afterwards, call us if there's any pain or whatever, you're going to feel like this.
They give you a one sheet and then also will tell you.
Right.
So, listen, maybe
being thorough.
Maybe
questions.
Or maybe DB can't read. No, you don't know that. I mean, why do I just automatically assume he can read?
Did you end scene before? I sound like a jackass defensive.
They all explain it to you. So maybe I just wanted... Some people learn better...
If somebody's going the extra, going for a procedure, they assume they know how to read.
Don't they
consent form?
I don't assume anything about anybody.
When you go under anesthesia, you got a form acknowledging that you can...
We went skydiving, you acknowledging that you can die. Did you read every word on that form? No,
because I knew what the gist of it meant.
Okay, so the guy who's calling me thing, if DB can't read, he'd go, okay, I can't sign this, I can't read. He would just go, yeah, okay, here we go, and sign. By the way, DB may be able to read. Well, there are people that listen
to get DB to call in.
I wish he would.
The hell you mean I can't read?
Prove it to you. Show me the rashy penis. No. But what I'm saying,
some rub up against it.
There are some people who learn better reading. There are some people that there's some people that learn Kyle or something like that or whatever it is. Maybe it's like, tell me the instructions. Don't just hand them to me.
Did you see them say this awful stuff? You've taken it down a ridiculous path.
I don't want to believe it. That's all I'm saying. I don't think there was any.
The first time I heard this story when it came out, I don't know how many months ago, the first thing I thought, this is a setup. Just something felt right with me the first time the story came out. People don't record the issues because they don't know what they think they're going to be groggy. I mean,
I bet they do.
Happen.
I bet they do. I bet they do. I will say this. No, because I don't want this to be a downer.
What?
No, when, like, for example, when I was born, there were a lot of emergencies every room when they were ripping them off. They like all the doctors were talking, so I went over with a to record what they were saying, and that doctor all but knocked it out of my hand. Was like, there is no, turn that off. Like, you are not recording.
See, to me, it's it, though. Because that's a stressful moment where you're dealing with it, and you'd want to know. I could see that.
Thank you.
I've had a medical procedure. I'm like, okay, I get in, I get out. My biggest concern when I came out of anesthesia was I haven't been to anyone.
Oh, see, I don't even care because I can't be held accountable for that.
So, I mean, I just I want to record something for my kid if something was going on, and I would be frantic mess, and I'm not going to remember. I can't remember any of it.
That, right.
I don't get it for myself. This whole thing seemed...
Well, that's the difference between you and DB, and hemorrhoids that you don't have, and DB just bought himself an island in the Caribbean.
That's right. Maybe I should bring my phone into things more often.
There you go. All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call.
Have a good one.
Oh, damn it. Diane, wake up. You got to go to the bus. All right, let me take a quick break. Diane's got news next.
In the morning.
No current tolls on the interstates, but on the since Laburnum at Creighton Road, on the south side, Iron Bridge at White Pine Road, Terminal Avenue at Jeff Davis, Turner Road at Dell Drive, Huguenot Road at River Road, and Willis 5. From News Radio WRBC.
When my coworker asked me to cover for tell our boss that he took his kid to the doctor, turns out he doesn't have kids. He doesn't even have a pet. Now I know. Just like when shopping for car insurance, I should have known that Geico has been around for... Why didn't I know that? That is for 75 years of experience and knowledge for my benefit. Now I know. And have less coworker.
Geico, celebrating a great savings and great service.
Now that you know Geico has been around for over 75 years, it's time to bestow even more knowledge. Geico could save you on motorcycle, boat coverage, and they offer special military and federal discounts. Not to mention the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save money on coverage. No wonder they have customer satisfaction rating. You don't have to be a mathematician to understand those numbers.
To get a free rate quote, go to Geico online, over the phone, or at your local...
No, and Julep's is finally opening their brand new space at 420 East Gray Street. Bigger bar, expanded new cocktail menu, and new additions. But of course, you're still getting this award-winning fried green tea. Call Julep's to book your next large party through Saturday. Check them out, julep's.East Gray Street.
It's talking about y'all.
The 4th of July sales event at your local Ford July 6th with really big deals on American ingenuity, legend, and toughness. It's why more people buy Ford again. Now it's your turn.
We're talking about the All-American.
The 4th of July sales event at amazing technology, America's favorite brand. Big cash back. Bigger cash back for all military members. That's right. Active retirees and hundreds more in total cash back. July sales event at your local Ford. The event. This is the time. Don't wait. Get into America's best man. Hurry. It all ends July 6th. Claims based on 2014 sales data and IHS Automotive's U.S. owner loyalty analysis. Ford had the goods to return to market and purchased or leased another 14.
Need cash back? Call First Virginia at 855-216-6555. First Virginia can provide credit up to $1,000 that can be used to a prepaid Visa card and be used and be accepted. Use your line of credit for whatever you need, even for buying online. There are no annual monthly finance charges, no credit check. Credit you make or access available credit simply by calling 855-216-6555. Money never been easier. First Virginia is your trusted neighborhood financial services center. Convenient hours, 7 days a week. Our help committed to getting you the cash you need quickly and easily. Come in and get started right now. Call 855-216-6555. VirginiaLoans.com to find a store near you. That's 855-216-6555. Virginia, your neighborhood financial services issued pursuant to license from Visa USA Inc. Card subject to terms and conditions of card issued. Card reserved.
It's the hot deal bunk sale only at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond. You too can be a Hendrick driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia at a quarter mile past Shortcut Mall in West Broad. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Right now, get up to Grand Offrados and Sierras, up to Equinox and Terrain, 5 grand off all Malibus. Get 0% fine, plus 2 grand off all 2015 Camaros, up to 7 grand off Chevy Tahoe, up to 6 grand off Acadias, up to new Enclaves. Heat up your wallet with some hard cash. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's Hendrick Richmond, Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC. You too can be a Hendrick driver.
Based on MSRP, goods and rebates, no money down, and $13.88 per thousand financed on commands and Camaros. With approved.
All right. Enter O'Reilly Auto Parts $10,000 payment payoff sweepstakes powered by Castro to win $10,000 toward pay. Plus, weekly winners will receive $500 Visa gift cards. Visit O'ReillySweeps.com for no purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 25th. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Auto Parts.
Elliot in the Morning, XL 102.
Talking to your favorite song, when they put it on, girl, I know it's all about you.
No, you know it's all about
I ain't saying no names.
Sally in the Morning. All right, we got to get into some news. After that, I am going to give you those seats to go to WWE Monday night. Well, this week you win your tickets. Third row. We'll do second row tomorrow. Friday is front row Friday. We started on Monday with fifth row seats. And then later when we get dirt, we will give you tickets to McHale's benefit concert. Ron Corrigan, Sheryl Crow, and Tom Morello. But up next, though, we'll do the... Oh, you know what? Damn it. The Tyler. Your boy in wrestling.
Is that Ric Flair?
No.
Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Who's, is there another? Nature Boy's dead.
Flair's dead.
Boy dies at 53. Landell? Do you know who that is?
No.
Why do they refer to him as Nature Boy? Nature Boy Ric Flair? Woo! So you don't know who this guy is? Wrestler buddy, Nature Boy Landell. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. Landell. Former pro wrestler. Oh, I think it was drugs. I know he lived in Virginia. Laid down, Virginia.
He was one of Ric Flair's rivals.
Oh, because so they fought over...
I don't know.
You don't know this guy? So is this guy not a big deal? Well, I don't want to say that. Well, not him, but friends. He died on Monday, wrestling officials confirmed.
He looks exactly like Ric Flair.
Is this former pro... Yeah, here he is right here. This is him.
With flowing blonde locks and glittery...
He died in his sleep at his home in Virginia in a car crash. The cause of the death wasn't immediately clear. However, they do believe that it was drugs. In his later year, the hard partying ways of his youth. There you go. Oh, here you go. He was set for a bout against rival Nature Boy Lair. Landell comes to be crowned the new champion, but he blew off a television promo for the match. And that's why he didn't get the fight. But he other Nature Boy. How about that? But he's not a big deal? Don't say he's not as big a deal.
I was immersed off into other promotions.
Okay, so
other
US
and WCW.
Nature Boy
and
is...
not even WCW that much. Probably more than a little bit.
But that's, you hear Ric Flair.
Yeah.
You don't think Lair.
Yeah, and now you just Dolly Parton'd Ric Flair.
No, not at all. I said Buddy Landell. But yes, Nature Boy is dead. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Ric Flair was the name. Buddy Landell was his actual name. Ric Flair is dead.
No, I don't think that's right. Or actually, what you're saying may be clearing up what I'm saying.
No, he's messing with you. Remember, Flair's real name is Fleer.
Oh,
what? Fleer. Oh, maybe we use that instead of Sunhaga.
Oh, no, Fleer is for the guys, the women. Hey, if you don't mind, I'm just going to Fleer. Oh, that's like Klitra, where I have to, like, I can't say the word normally. I appreciate it. All right, let me clear up any confusion. Pro wrestler, the Nature Boy, dead at 53.
Elliot.
Landell.
By the way, Ric Flair wishes he was 53.
Oh, hell,
he'd take it. I'll take the wrong death report, 53. He's in his mid-60s, I
think. Is he really?
Yeah.
Is Ric Flair the one who does the scream at Hurricanes games?
Because of it being Carolina, but I what you're talking about.
At the game, can a Hurricane score a goal? There's like a big hurricane sounder and yells, woo! But is that, am I thinking of the right person?
No. Makes sense.
I've never seen Tyler, I've never seen wrestle. Anyway, look at Jones burying his head. All right, anyway, up next, pros to go to WWE. I just got sidetracked by the headline, pro wrestler, Nature Boy, dead. Anyway, let into some news, please.
A body that was found floating in the tidal basin this morning. Apparently it happened about 6:30. It was, yes, a passerby who found the body in the tidal basin near the Jefferson Memorial. It's an adult male. Police are still on the scene investigating. They said that the death toll in Pakistan heat wave continues to climb. At last check, nearly 700 people had died in a three-day period. And they said the majority in local hospitals in a city of about 20 million people where temperature several days have reached up to 111 degrees.
That's amazing.
Jahar Tsarnaev will be formally condemned to death for his role in the Boston Marathon bombing. Defense lawyers have not indicated plans to accept the opportunity to before his death sentence is officially imposed. Now, since he did, decision will automatically go through an appeal in the higher court. Some experts don't advise clients to make a statement unless they are articulate, and it sounds like it's coming from the heart, and it doesn't sound like they're just written by lawyer. There's new dramatic video that's after Dylan Roof was captured in North Carolina last week. You can see footage of his arrest in Carolina about 16 hours after the shootings at that church in Charleston, South Carolina. With the officers, he gets out of the car, allowed officers to frisk him before he is placed in handcuffs. They put him in the, even took and went through, got him a Burger King meal.
I was going to say, I can't tell if they're just, or if they're trying to somehow make it look like the cops were inappropriate, but like they point out, though, you see the cops bump each other and almost high five, like we caught him. Some of the articles, see when the way that it's written, you see it, and it's almost like they're like being cops.
They're criticizing the cops for the fist bumps.
Yes, like they just caught one of the, at that point, the people in the country. They caught it. Big deal. By the way, it wasn't like they were doing a dance. And then it also sounds like they were like they're almost being condemned for getting the guy something to eat.
No, I guess because he said that he was hungry and the cops and the kids
starving, so they got him something to eat at Burger King.
Yeah.
I'm not upset with them for
that. So,
but again, it's hard to tell whether people are upset with them for that. Or not.
To me, that a true happiness on their part.
Like, with the high five?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
of course.
I wouldn't understand what
I got that, yeah. I do. Listen, this guy just killed 9 people. Why are we buying him Burger King? I get that.
Yeah.
But I'm yell at the cops for that. Yeah, I don't get that.
Eyesight in one of her hot, very odd way. Apparently, Doc blind in one eye about 24 hours after catching a flesh-eating bacteria.
Here we go again.
After completing a mud in Dallas. She's
like a tough mudder type thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said my eye started hurting. Like, she thought, oh, maybe I got something in my eye, maybe some mudslides. And it's just, she finished this run a couple of weeks. She was looking at her eye. It was all, she said the whole room looked white to her. And apparently a case where flesh-eating bacteria completely destroyed. She said it basically melted.
Damn.
She now owes $100,000 in medical bills, and this poor girl doesn't have health insurance.
She doesn't have health insurance, so yeah. Nobody will see her.
Yeah.
The yeah, so she's apt. So run. And like you said, everybody gets mud in their face and stuff.
Yes.
That's terrifying. Flesh-eating virus right in the eye. Holy crap.
Only because you're a car guy. Did you see the new Camaro, 2016 Camaro convertible they put out?
No. Wait, did I? Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, then they thought it was going to.
And I guess
to.
It's lighter than other models have been.
You know what? I can't get what I. Are you into the, No, I'm being serious.
Hey, car.
The new Dodge Charger Hellcat. Are you into that at all?
I'm not.
But either.
Oh, I am not. You rephrase that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh. I'm really fine with. And they did say, buy a Camaro because you're worried about having a family. They did say that it's far more roomier than people thought it would be. Keep in mind, you do lose some room when it buys something.
Right.
So, I see a couple pictures of it. Looks nice.
Some casino problems to report.
They say it'll technology.
Casino player in New Jersey arrested after the allegedly coin tray of a slot machine in Pennsylvania. Apparently, he did not go quietly with the police. He was very belligerent, resisting arrest, got physical when the officers had to take him into custody about 4:30 noon.
4:30? Oh, I've been there all day.
Afternoon, yeah.
This thing's gonna hit.
Parks management issuing a permanent eviction, banning the man from all of their properties.
In that case, by the way, I could totally see that. You're playing those four machines to hit. You're drunk. Well, piss right in the machine.
I got a different one for you. I'm not sure where this casino was, but there's definitely video going around of a guy want to stop playing machine and needed to obviously take a bathroom break. You can see him doing little dance, but instead of going to the bathroom, he basically walks about 6 feet away. So he did not pee.
Oh, no kidding.
Duty right on the floor. Cubs fan making an amazing catch in the second inning of the game at Wrigley last night, snatching a ball that was that barehanded while he was holding a little bit, drinking the bottle in the other arm. Did you see that?
Yeah. There's the same as the woman who caught hers the 2 days ago while holding a kid. He shows the video and how it is. And by the end of the one that goes the other way.
Oh, that'll end badly.
It's going to happen.
Did you see the little kid?
Ball because mom tried to grab? That's coming.
No, something else. Much nicer ending.
Don't you agree, though? That's going to happen.
Inevitable.
Yeah. You're going to get one where it's going to be, oh, Dad, look how cute. Oh, he missed the ball. It just hit the kid right in the soft spot.
Did you see the kid going back and forth with?
No, I didn't see that.
There was this little kid. I mean, he's not. And so he, I guess, caught the ball in his hat, and he was going back and forth, I got you. Gail Cabrera's like laughing at the kid. They ended up going over and giving the little kid like a bat. And
oh, really?
Stuff.
So they took care of him?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's
creation. Steven Strasburg pitching 5 innings in his last night. Nats over the Braves, 3-1. Orioles topping the Red Sox, 6-4. They'll play again tonight at Fenway.
Down a step, though, you get Vanderbilt tonight. Tonight's game 3. This is it.
So it's tied 1-1, yeah?
Yeah, tied 1-1 coming off of last. Winner between UVA and Vanderbilt tonight, they win the College World Series. So either Vanderbilt's going to win for the second year in a row or make amends for what happened last year.
And Tom Brady and the Patriots still waiting to hear the decision on by Roger Goodell. It happened with his Deflategate 4-game suspension, 10 hours spent meeting.
And then the last thing, don't forget, NHL night we met earlier. Mm-hmm. And then the NHL general managers voted. The Board of Governors will vote on it today. That means Dick Patrick. Point, it's just a formality. Overtime in the NHL will go 3-on-3. So you'll still get the 5-minute over 4-on-4. That'll shift to 3-on-3 starting this year. I hope. I hate the idea. They want to try to get rid of as many shootouts. I get it. the way, a handful of teams will be the Blackhawks, the Penguins, the Capitals. I'm trying to think. There were a couple of there were like two or three other Rangers. And then there's teams that would really benefit by it going 3-on-3. There's just something about it that bothers me. But we'll see. But that's going to get passed today.
That is a look at news, news and sports.
XL 102.
Who left their sandwich in the cow?
Do you know house cleaner?
Photographer.
A good plumber.
You know a caterer. The chocolate.
Thumbtack knew the perfect pro.
So to make pipes.
Chateau. Every under the sun. To take you from to do to ta-da-ton.
To skilled professionals to accomplish and answer a few questions about what you need, and Thumbtack will send you quotes from the best professionals in your area. It's never been easier to tackle your personal projects. No matter what you're looking to accomplish, Thumbtack knows a guy. A lot of these guys are actually get the idea. Oh, and Thumbtack is always looking for more skilled professionals. So if that's you, check them out. Visit thumbtack.com.
Now in the morning on XL 102.
WWE Monday Night Raw. All this week we've been giving you tickets. Started with fifth row seats on Monday. Giveaway today, third row seats. You know what that means? Tomorrow is second row and Friday is front row. Call me right now for you. 866-235-5468. Call me right now. WWE Monday Night Raw.
I'm in bar hemorrhoids, even though we don't see them.
Elliot in the morning.
No current collisions or stalled vehicles on the interstates, but on the side streets, watch for collisions. Laburnum at Creighton Road on the south side, I-85 Avenue at Jeff Davis, Turner Road at Dell Drive, Huguenot Road at River Road, and Willis Road near 95. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Kevin Casey.
Life's easier when you have a Ram 1500. Everyone knows those spots are the ones far off the beaten path. Ram 1500, with best-in-class 29 miles per gallon highway, you can discover those faraway gold mine fishing holes before anyone else does. Bad news for fish, great news for you. It's that comfort leadership that has more people drive ever before. Join us now during the Ram Drive and Discover event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $3,500 total bonus cash on gas-powered 2,500 Bighorn Crew Cab and dealer stock prior to February 1st. Based on standard pickup class, 29 mpg highway based on available EcoDiesel V6 4x2 HFE model. Based on escalating total retail sales of calendar years 2009 through 2015. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals 16 plus 1,000 financed for well-qualified buyers regardless of down payment when financed to Chrysler Capital. Residential delivery by June 30th.
Today's the day you score a perfect 10. It's on the edge of that diving board, ready to wow your kid in the ultimate belly flop contest. Got a street of QB for pool shock. And got a six-pack of new Clorox Extra Blue one-pound bottles for just $25.97. It kills algae fast, meaning you can quickly go from pool to belly flopper extraordinaire. So take on your pool today. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
At Chesterfield, we all know with just a buck in a toolbox, you can pull off your own parts at the best-known prices in the universe. But now, you can also pick. That's right, pick. Because now, we offer new aftermarket part anchor model. So stop by one of our three, Richmond, Midlothian, or Fort Lee, or Chesterfield Auto Parts. Come pick for your own great deal.
Federal member Jeremy Davis can diagnose a chopper's congested annular air intake from five clicks out. Centrifugal fuel filters, the problems to the intricacies of auto life is a bit rusty. Rust? Keeping helicopters happy is Jeremy's thing. Helping you be good with money is ours. Our incredible auto loans cover 100% of the purchase, including tax, title, and tags. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn. Federal Credit Union. Open to the armed forces families. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Dollface. Bombshell has the best voted men's haircut. We will win turning heads. Bombshell is painless waxing and sugaring. So get your groom on and turn your girl on. I love bombshell.com, baby.
About one in two meat in our community is facing hunger. It could be a clerk at your favorite store, or it just may be your child's friend from school. The working families below poverty line paying rent and utilities, they have to be your elderly neighbor, or the family next day many have is from, which many times does not allow for the purchase of both the medication they need and nutritious food. Hunger relief starts with Feed More, Virginia's core hunger relief organization. To donate, volunteer, and get involved, please visit feedmore.org.
No, safety.
I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up to safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Elliott to the Morning Building. WWDC Washington, Richmond. The Elliott in the Morning Radio Network.
Took the blue pickup truck to the edge of town. We had a gun blanket on a hill as the sun beat down. I pulled you close and took your little hand in mine. I think I loved in the summertime. On your spine, I think I love you most in the summer, summer. Don't give up on me. Don't give up on me. Yeah, I think I love you most in the summer.
Hi, Elliott in the Morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yes, it is. Who is it?
Ray from Glen Burnie.
Hey, dude, how are you?
I'm all right, Elliott. How are you?
I'm excellent. Listen, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. Sorry, I've got Dunnerama. Third row seats, I will send you to WWE Monday Night Raw. So hold tight 1 second for me, Kaylee. We're hailing from you, and enjoy the show.
Thanks, Elliott.
Hey, you got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second. Timo, come here for a second, bud. Buddy Timo from Dunner.
Hold on, where is he?
Come right there. How are you? How are you?
Everything good.
Good Morgan. Guten Morgen. Right back at you. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Dude, you're in third place?
Yeah, we just opened. I haven't been a while here, but we already opened for 1 year up in Frederick. So time flies, man. It's crazy.
Oh, wait, so I saw a newest location, but that's already been there a year?
Yeah, we opened last year in March.
Oh,
so
dude,
sorry
go
for
you,
having
go
for been here before that.
To you in forever, it feels. Dude. Dude, remember when you just started? We were joking about that. It was you in a truck.
Right, yeah.
Skirting the law.
Correct, yeah, right, yeah. In the parking lot, yeah, right, yeah. Oh, easy times, man.
All right, so you still have the joint in Leesburg.
Correct, yeah.
You still have the one in Columbia.
Columbia, right.
Right, and now this one is...
That's Frederick, right downtown on the Cream, on the full area there. So it's just, you know, awesome being down there.
The wait a minute. See, now I'm reading ahead. What show were you on in Germany?
Oh, it was called the channel was Pro 7 kind of, and they do like stuff about what people do all over the world. Up on it that we are selling Germany's most successful.
Right,
Duna.
That's the Dunar.
Right.
Diane says Dunner.
We do right. Yeah. So they send over a camera team and they followed us around for they made a really
ProSieben sent a camera crew here to the States to follow you around.
Really, I think it's a 15-minute piece for PV came out of it.
Awesome.
So it was
to watch
great.
That.
Yeah, it was
that airs
on YouTube if you want. No, it's on YouTube. It's on our website. So you have to.
Oh, check. Dunner, and obviously just spell it like it sounds. All right, Dunar, DOENER-USA.com. What's in the thing again?
So we had right there beef, you know, less coleslaw, or tzatziki sauce, a little bit of us, and you guys have even feta cheese on yours one too.
Yeah,
deluxe
that's
version.
Special. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
For you guys, all
exactly.
The best.
Yeah.
Deluxe.
Deluxe. Diet. Why do you have
it's deluxe, son?
So why is this been the toughest since you came to the U.S.?
Well, it's just you know, last two couple of months. Yeah, the winter. Well, I mean, you know how you know weather was so bad.
What
winter?
Is that? The
winter.
Yes.
Yeah, so horrible. You know, all our location was the weather was just miserable, cold, and you know. Snowy and just...
Well, it was like that everywhere, though.
Yes, but people want to go out and, you know, eat and drink inside in our place. You know, we have a lot of outside seating everywhere.
Yeah, sure.
So they love that.
Even
so.
When you weren't supposed to have it.
You remember that, right? So, yeah, it was just, you know, and then always, you know, that's always something going on right now. And I fix one problem, the one, the other one called. I'm just rotating and
so you just,
all over the place.
Yeah. Good for you, though,
was,
dude.
It was just hot last 10 months, but, you know, we're getting out of there. Yeah. Trying to relax a little bit.
I'm trying to remember the first time we met you. It was like it was you and I don't remember if it was friends or but it was like we were either going to do this or this was going to happen.
Correct. Yeah, just how we did. You know, we just added the truck and say, "Hey, we like that from Germany here. We add some currywurst to the mix and then let's see what happens."
Currywurst is that is the bomb. So, that stuff is great. Had so much of that to eat already. It is so good.
Yeah, and so you know, here we know, a couple of years to know, still living the working the dream is more than living it. You know, I tell you that.
Everything else is good. Though.
So far, yes, yeah.
Because I haven't seen any more pictures of you holding down.
I'm being really good. I'm good. So I have to leave today. So
why? Where are you going?
Oh, because every 2 years I have to go because of my visa status and stamp and the PS have to go out. So last time we went to here. We'll try Mexico. Let's see how that works out.
Do you drink much tequila?
I like tequila. Yeah.
Okay,
so,
good.
There'll be some pictures from police cars. Mexico next.
Why do you have to go every 2 years?
I get a stamp
law?
When I come into the country. I get a four.
Right.
For 2 years, so they want to keep tabs on us. So every 2 years, they want to see that we are still doing what we're supposed to do, you know, just not hanging around here. And
why is it only
a lot of businesses, you know, so.
What does going to Mexico have to do with you doing what you're supposed to
go out of the country and come back so you get this here, but pay like $600 in fines.
And
fees.
Sorry, right. Good for you.
Go out of the country, just send me back in. If they let me back in, so we will see.
You don't think you're getting back in?
I hope no. But you never know.
Dude, if you go to jail, please call me.
Yeah, we'll do.
Oh, I'll bail you right out.
You're the first one. Okay, yeah, we have to make a fundraiser then for them.
You know what? We're going to sell currywurst and Dunners until we get enough to get Timo out of jail.
Okay,
which part of Germany is home?
Germany.
I missed the last part.
Northern Germany.
Got it. I heard Hamburg in Northern Germany.
No, Northern Germany.
I need to ask you about something else on here, but I don't like one of the words that's in here. What's with the delivery van?
Van to, you know, drive between some stuff in between, you know, them.
Right.
And I've never owned a van before, and I don't know if people look at you as if you're, I don't know, just rape them or something. Oh, that.
There's no translation.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Sturman drops.
Yeah, so I'm driving around in this van.
So is it like one of those windowless cargo vans?
Yeah, one of those cargo vans.
Okay, but
if I pull up in the parking lot somewhere, people are looking at me.
Do you have a logo on it?
No, nothing. Right now it's nothing, so we have to put
that's
it on
that's
there.
That's the problem.
But just some groceries. I was
you like to see my Dunner?
Yeah.
You like my Dunner or my currywurst?
Could you all help me get these packages in the back of the van?
Although, you know what? Listen, you're the sweetest, nicest person in the world. But if I were walking through a parking lot, hello, I'd be like, oh, crap. I don't know what's...
Dunner scam. This is about on the FBI's website.
I'm supposed to drop these off for my boss. I've got speakers and Dunners. Wait, weird looks?
Weird looks. I mean, I was like, okay, so, you know, some fun for them. Fun for the money. Just buy some groceries, throw them in and yell something in store, close and drive off. So see if somebody calls the police. Really, literally, I never had gotten... We went drive around, people look at me crazy.
So get like a big deal. Didn't you have like little stickers?
I'm working on it, you know, just want to get some nice decals on it. So,
big light on the side of that van.
Talking about my curry vest.
Correct, yeah.
Well, dude, that's awesome. But business wise, everything.
So far, yeah, we're back on track. Like I said, tons of the weather and everything, but now we're getting back on track, yeah.
Good. And now I want to go watch that piece at Pro.
Yeah.
Steven Ocknoin.
Sane. Yeah.
5'6".
4'5".
That's right. That's
how you remember.
Used to giggle in middle school.
I still do.
And are you selling?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Lots of them. Yeah.
You're the best.
And in Frederick, we even got schnapps. So
do you not prefer mint schnapps?
No. No apple. We got some anise and licorice schnapps, stuff like that.
Okay. What I missed the second type of one.
Anise.
Now,
anis, A-N-I-N-S?
Yeah, licorice.
Yeah, it's kind of licorice.
But go with anis. Okay, I don't know how they pronounce it.
Got
German.
Some anis.
Yeah, that's licorice. Yeah, that's really, right. Really good.
Yeah.
And so, what was the schnapps?
Yeah, it's apple schnapps made out of apples, so it's
well, thanks
delicious.
For that. It's the most beers you've had in a day.
Today or any day?
How many have you had today?
One, maybe. I think.
back.
It's, I don't know.
Diane, this is what happened to Obama when Germany. People got all upset about what time of the...
was, right? First picture was beer, yeah.
Yeah. Right. It was alcoholic.
And people were upset because people thought it was non-alcoholic. Well, it was. There was alcohol in it.
And then people complained about the time of day.
Okay, but have you've already been drinking today?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's...
I don't think, no.
No, just in the van. What's the most...
100 beers a day? No, you would be dead. If you do 100 beers? A German beer. I don't know. I don't see that. 100?
100 beers in a day.
He does if you do half, you do... Nah. No, that's what drinking a whole big keg. I don't think...
No, 100 beers, egg.
If it's a half liter bottle, a big bottle, that's how I drink my beer. I don't know what you drink.
Like a 12 ounce
I don't know. How is it I call you, said pussy? How do I say that? No. 100 beers in a day, people. Wade Boggs
maybe,
just come out.
Didn't maybe Clyde or something.
Did it.
Like, okay.
Well, It's Always Sunny did an episode about the Wade Boggs challenge.
Right. Boggs.
He confirmed it?
I believe Wade Boggs has come out and confirmed that he did 100 beers in a day.
Okay. I don't know.
And
I couldn't do that.
I think there was somebody else who they said, but yeah, believe Wade Boggs, the It's Always Sunny, or the Wade Boggs challenge of 100 beers in a day.
107.
He did 107?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. But he confirmed it, right? Right? Wait, hold that. There's 165 big, 80 and a half. Beers in a day.
No.
Me neither. I don't.
No, you don't have to pound them.
Yeah. Okay.
So opening
Bud Lights, you couldn't do that.
Yeah, you could. Could you do? How many was in a half? Could you do 80?
No.
Why not?
Did you feel like you would die?
No. You're not going to die.
Alcohol poisoning?
I mean, even the liquid. I mean, imagine the amount of liquid that it is. Jeez, that's a lot. I don't know.
That'd be too much for me. And it's the actual...
No, but
product
you're not,
itself. It's, forget that it's like, cool, yeah. Yeah, beer.
Okay, but could you drink 100 glasses of water in a day? So just couldn't put that in your body.
I believe that would be my trouble.
Oh, mine too, I think. 20 beers.
Yeah,
dumb night.
Yeah. Okay.
Seriously,
all right, well, let's throw.
That's a big jump from 20 to 100.
30.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do 30 in a day.
Yeah.
Is it? It's not those. It's like, you're talking about...
No. Yeah, I'm talking piss water.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I do 30. I've done 30.
Yeah.
40?
No.
So you
I've
max
never,
out?
I've
you
never,
know,
never,
no 30 beers in a day.
Absolutely.
Like on the beach or so, you know, something, yeah.
Okay, Timo, I expect. Not you.
Yeah.
So 35 is where we're at.
Yeah.
Somewhere more than 30.
But Diane, I'm not talking about heavy beer that's tasty and high alcohol content.
No, you're heading to the mountains of Bush. Bush. What did I say?
I went to the Rockies.
That course is fine.
Yeah. If that's what your goal life
course is fine, whether that's not. It's fine beer.
Okay.
But yes, no, you're saying with a big, heavy German beer, you're not doing that.
No.
Have you done four?
I don't think, no. I've done like around 30 on vacation.
I was on Vic.
Are you going to do 30 in Mexico? You're the best.
I don't know about like pacing. It's got to be like pacing yourself like he did
again,
all day.
I'm not treating this like you have. It's over the course of a day.
The answer for Scott is absolutely yes.
Yeah. Could Scott do 50? Scott can
drink
some
beer. 50 for him.
Okay.
Like I have been.
Can Scott do 60?
I would say no.
That's a yes.
Wait, you don't think he can do 50?
And that is by no means a challenge. It's challenge.
Daytona.
Oh, by the way, those two together in a day. Don't you agree?
Wait, so now they're each doing 100?
Yes. Because now they got somebody to play off of. It's not
great.
Just like Scott's doing 80.
Great. Do I have to be anywhere nearby?
No, you're not going to be anywhere near. But don't get push them. It's almost like like when you're really working out.
So come on. Like they're spotting each other.
No, not spotting each other. They will be spotting each other. No, but like one pushes the other. It's like it's not like a challenge, but it's like they always say you should practice against people like players who are better than you because it makes you better and therefore it makes them better. So the two of them together easily could pop off 100 apiece.
It's quite the challenge.
Now they got to do it.
Okay. Challenge accepted. I'm answering for him again. And I'm sure the other one will.
All right, let me do this.
Kaylee, when you asked me, are these all 100 beer? There's, first of all, there's anybody who's going to call and be like, hey, it's the first time coming to me. Please. My three locations for the Dunner Bistro, 202 Harrison Street in Leesburg.
Correct, yes.
1654 Columbia Road, Morgan in D.C., and then Fakeway in Frederick.
Correct, yes, yeah.
Very good. And then wait.
Are they all showing the journey?
Yes, yeah, they will. Yeah.
There you go.
A bunch of the World Cup
all the games. Yeah,
yeah,
the
of course.
You got it. It's here for the home country.
100 beers while they win.
Germany's.
All right, go see our friends at Dunner Bistro or look up online. It's Dunner.com. Of course, Dunner is spelled exactly as you would think it is. D-O-E-N-E-R. Timo, dude, good to see you again. Thank you very much. Let me do this. Let me take a quick break. Yeah, and I'll grab them next.
Elliot in the Morning wants you to meet Imagine. Listen to EIEEK, win your tickets to the show, and passes to head backstage to meet Imagine Dragons. Meet the band. Details at facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot Bing. Bing.
From the Nissan Richmond Traffic Center.
Police vehicles on the interstates, but on the side streets, watch for collisions. Laburnum Side, Iron Bridge at White Pine Road, Terminal Avenue at L Drive, Huguenot Road at River Road, and Willis Road near 95. From News, Kevin Casey.
This report is brought to you. Double fuel points at your neighborhood Saturday and Sunday. Download the fuel coupon or clip and save. Exclusions apply. See Kroger.com/sub. Low prices at Kroger.
If you're a home builder or commercial contractor, trailer, or an entire building, Temp Power has you covered. Temp Power has power, trailer, and portable generators up to 500,000 watts. Temp Power also carries light tower conditioning, so you can, regardless of weather, on-site diesel fuel Temp Power for everything you need on the work site. Temp-power.net. 308-3414. 308-3414.
Hey, Vapors of Ashland, winter and hello to spring. With a refresh, stop in and shop a variety of, and now offering over 80 unique flavors. Veteran Vapors of Ashland will help you find a combo. Mention this ad to receive a purchase of $25 or more. Owned and operated by veterans giving back to the community. Veteran Vapors of Ashland, located on Route 1. For more, call 299-2999 Facebook or go to veteranvapors.net.
Cap Center Home Loans offer zero closing costs, just as valuable. Trust.
Cap Center went very smoothly, and I'm from my very first conversation when they explained the process and what to expect and what the timeline would be. I just thought, well, I want a set experience with a big national company. Cap Center ended up saving me a lot of money, not only because of the zero closing costs, but also because they were able to get me a very good rate. Well, I might choose an app. They were very wise about the mortgage, and they really kept a sharp eye out for my best interests. That other company, I'd say they were weasels. My name is Ken, satisfied Cap Center customer.
We're not satisfied until you are. Call 1-804-968-5000 or visit capcenter.com. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan score, loan officers, NMLS number 67717. Get information at nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Equal housing lender.
Benjamin. Bond and Redskins are pushing for healthier. So June 27th, they're asking all ages to get off the couch, step onto the field, and sack men's health issues. But it's not just for men. Participate in an afternoon and fun. That means mom and the kids food and refreshments. Test your skills in our NFL Combine. At the end of the day, we'll have a drawing prizes. Need a little more motivation? Then how about the chance to meet a Washington Redskins player? And yeah, we knew that'd grab you. Yeah. To check your health day is June 27th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Yeah. And only at the Bond Redskins Training Center. Check your health before you wreck your health. Visit realmensseethedoctor.com.
Simple. 15,000 points earns you a free night at over 7,500 Wyndham Rewards hotels. No tricks, just win Wyndham Rewards Mag at WyndhamRewards.com.
Let off some steam and beat the heat at Colonial Shooting Academy every that's when it's half off you all day. Or guys, make it a date night on Thursday when it's 2-for-1 rentals. Colonial Shooting Academy gives you rental with any gun purchase. They'll buy back your used guns when you purchase a new one from them. Colonial Shooting Academy is the source for all your firearm needs. What's your caliber? Find out. 6020 West Broad Street or at Colonial.
Introducing BOGO Days at Hooters. And wings and get 10 boneless wings free. So it's really BTGT. But that doesn't have the same. Need to know is you get 10 free bone Monday through Thursday until July 16th at Hooters.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
iHeartRadio goes one-on-one with Atlas G Music.
That's the great thing about music at the moment. It feels like a really healthy time in that all the bands that I love, they're just pulling influences
It's kind of not like, you know, 10, 15 years ago, I had two guitars, drums and bass, and you couldn't touch synthesizers, you couldn't really stray from that line, whereas now it's kind of, you can do that, and you can be happy, you can be sad, whatever. It's just a time in music.
Keep listening to iHeart, Limitless Genius, and all your favorite artists.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot in the Morning.
Give you Music Heals benefit concert with Roger Waters and Billy Corgan, Sheryl Crow and Tom Morello. All right, where am I going, Kaylin? By the way, Diane, just so you know, I believe that I am now confident that Scott can do 100 beers. Absolutely.
Some maybe who came in during the break. It sounded like he got some sort of tip.
Now you're confident. Okay.
Four. Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
I am doing great. Who's this? Hey, Sarah, how are you doing?
Good, good. Just a quick thing. I know you're getting out of here. Beerathon goes on every year. 24 beers and you get one pour per bar. And I know your limit.
Wait, what is it? About 24 beers and 24 bars?
Yeah, they give you one. It's like $50 for the ticket, and then they give you one craft bar.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. Could you do 100 beers?
Oh, I don't know. I definitely do 24.
Boom.
Could you be serious? Could you do 50?
Oh gosh, not craft beer. If it was
no, I mean nobody's going to drink team beer. No, but like something like a Bud Light, a Miller Light, some kind of light.
Oh, maybe if friends are doing it with me, I could.
See, that's what I mean. I think you need somebody with you. I think you need somebody with you. Yeah. If I had to pick to try it, or Corona.
Mm.
I don't think I'm drinking 100 Coronas.
Why?
I feel like scurvy? I get a stomachache.
From any of them?
No, not the other stuff.
Never Bud Light. Or Miller Light.
They've never betrayed me.
Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. Later.
You too.
I think she was trying to talk sweet on you.
Hi, early in the morning.
I'm singing. Oh, God. Oh, there it is.
Is it me?
Yeah, hi.
It's Rudy. It's me.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, we tried just to do a beerathon, and I alone drank 55 beers in a 27-hour. And
crap. Beers,
I doubt it. I would love to see it happen.
Well, Wiggs did 107. And
I don't know, man. It's like, well, do it, you'll feel great, you'll go to bed next day, you'll want to go to the hospital. I was at, I didn't go to the hospital, but I nearly saw the next day. Well, it was like,
I know, I understand, you went to bed, and then you woke up. Why did you feel so bad?
Oh, dude, I don't know. Like, it was just, it was like the worst hangover multiplied by 20.
But were you?
You have to ask.
Were you slamming them?
No, we were sitting on them at a steady pace. We started at like 9 o'clock in the morning. Started sipping beers. We actually went out to a bar. It's consistency and pace. So drink the same beer at the same pace all day for three stars. I think it was like.
Are you going to be wasted? Like, there's no way
ask
around
ask him
that.
How he was.
Don't stand up at any point.
No. But you know what I mean? Like, you could swim enough over the course of 20 years that you wouldn't, feel it? Oop, I'm sorry, dude. I hit the button. Sorry.
A couple times in college, I must have had it too quickly.
Doesn't it still take an hour a beer?
I don't know if I buy that.
Okay.
Officer.
No, because I've had a beer and not feel like I need an hour to recover from recovery.
No, for you to to get all of that beer out of your system. That hangover,
you got to stay awake. So you got to drink.
No. You go to sleep for like 2 days.
All I can think of, though, ultimately, I'd have to go Bud Light and not go Corona. Do it on Coronas. You get the beer S's.
Any beer is
true. Not true.
No, natural light never does you wrong.
No, it's got natural in the name, Diane. Seriously, your S is after that.
I'm with Diane. It does not matter.
Yeah.
Who's brewing it?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jones. Never mind. He's recording something in there.
You're in the toilet.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot, how's it going?
Good. Who's S?
Tim.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey, saying, hey, if you drink it slow enough, I mean, if you're up for 24 hours, you have to drink a beer every 15 minutes, 4 hours straight, and you're still on. It's ridiculous. Like, you'd have to do.
Wait, I have to drink. Hold on. All for X. I have to drink four an hour.
That, times 24, you're not even at 100. And you'd have to do a beer every 10 hours straight. That's, you can't do it.
Oh, a beer every 10 minutes?
And think about this. You'd have to, it's the equivalent over 3/5 of just one day. It's impossible.
All of a sudden, I feel like I could do it.
You could do that, but you would have a bottle of wine in an evening. No.
Well, no, because that's drinking. You know what I mean? Like, this is just, you know what you do? Could you drink three-fifths of Jack Daniels in a day?
No.
Oh, I feel like I could. And you know why?
Tona also.
No. Like, I hear that much beer, and you're like, oh, my God, you'd be bloated. You have the beer S's, the whole. I hear that much Jabba Jack's totally doable.
Sounds like
totally doable. All right, very good. I appreciate it,
Jack.
Someone says that you're wrong about
that. No, you're wrong.
That I'm wrong. Not hitting you like that. Because I guess Elliot has never heard of the Natty Splat. What's wrong with people? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Zach from Cashburn.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Not much, man. And you can have Mondays every 2 weeks.
Do you really?
Yes, but there are rules. The first one to toss cookies has to buy another 24th case.
Right.
And then the last one to stay up all night, all the beer for them the next day that like they bought.
Oh, that's pretty good.
We're kind of alcoholics. And then on top of that, we get them a apple bottle in like the cool little pouch.
Oh, you know what? That's nice. Hey, let me ask you, the course of a day, could you games in a day?
You know, if I really wanted to get sick and really didn't care, maybe, but just because my stomach would tolerate that and I don't want to get my stomach gone, that I'm going to not say no.
Marathon Mondays every other week has his limits.
Let me tell you, in my Marathon Mondays, we only drink about 35 beers during the day because it's not a beer every 10 hour or half an hour.
Wait a minute. Personally drink 35 beers or all of you combined drink 35 beers? I have beer.
No.
Holy crap.
In the morning.
Come on.
Can you imagine downing 35 beers every other Monday?
Woo!
What? There was a time I could do that.
Yeah.
Easily.
I didn't do it that often in college, but...
In high school, definitely. Part of college. Well, college was like the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
No, but like college age. Then I had to become to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Early part of college is where I first tasted that sweet night. I never looked...
Line 3. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, is it me?
Do we know anybody? Yeah, hold on. Other than Scott, do we know anybody else that we think could hit up? Diane, will you at least be honest? Of everybody we know, if you had to put your money or put money on somebody, you'd...
No, I would not.
You'd put a 10 in your...
I would not.
Why?
I'd put money down on Hobie.
Okay, so you think 200?
I don't think either. I'm
right.
Not saying people could do 100. I think...
You think Hobie could outdrink Scott? Oh, boy.
That's not a challenge, again. I'm not trying to get into it.
But you think between the wins?
Yes.
Take Hobie out of the equation. Do we... I could never keep up with Scott.
Are either Hobie or Scott on Periscope?
He couldn't? On, I can keep up with like Usain Bolt for one stride.
Nick.
I bet you can't.
For one stride, nope. Coming out of the gate?
You tripped.
There's no way. No way.
One step.
No way.
He's like
out.
40 feet ahead of you.
Even American Pharaoh was tied with everybody the second they... That's all I'm saying.
We've made quite a leap from a high school. But no, I'm setting up the bull thing.
No, I can't stay with him.
Did he power walk against Billy Bush? This is what he does.
I'm not, for no distance, but for the first step, I'm even with him. And that's all I'm saying. At what point does...
Are you saying like this? Like no. You guys are both behind the start.
Before they fire the pistol.
No. And you say go. A period of time where he and I...
You said a second.
No.
There's no way you're still tied after a second.
He can't come out of the blocks because I can't come out and run like that.
Oh, so that's the only reason.
I trip.
No, if we both started standing up for a second, I'm with him. Anyway.
I'd have the world record if I could come out of the block.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go.
Oh, yeah, sorry. This is DC.
Yes, sir.
So, back in college, we used to have a yearly keg drain for bragging rights. You had 6 to 8 people on a team. The only requirements were you had to stand within a 6-foot radius of the keg. Members had to be a woman. And if any of your teammates puked, that teammate was immediately disqualified. And basically with... Roughly 6 beer drink kegs and under an hour. Even with a, you know, a 25-30 beer head start in an hour, I don't see you drinking.
I don't think I go in that. I mean, that's an elite ass. That's an elite ass. Not everybody can do that.
But yeah, so that was
two gentlemen who are going to push you.
All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Let me take a quick break. Diane's got dirt next. Also, tickets to go see Roger Waters with Billy Corgan, Sheryl Crow, and Tom Morello. It's the music here, so I'll give you those tickets next.
Elliot in the Morning. XL102.
You're a member of Navy Federal Credit Union. You already know what it feels like to have a solution that truly cares about you. To show a friend or family member care, then by sharing that experience with them. And just to sweeten the deal a little, when you refer a member now through the end of June, bonus if they qualify and join. And that's not all. Because as a Navy, already know about great convenient mobile banking features and live 24/7 member support. Plus, a bonus for refinancing your auto loan from another lender. And get a credit when you open a cash rewards credit card account. At Navy Federal, we're always striving to show our members we care about them and their financial future. You should news with someone you care about today. Visit NavyFederal.org/refer for everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and the federally insured by NCUA. Message and data rate.
Thinking about selling your car? Priority wants to buy it. Hang up 150% of book value. How much is your trade worth? Just stop by with your car for a quick appraisal. We'll buy yours or not. Pocket the cash or put it towards a quality new used car from Priority. Visit either of Priority's West End or Priority Used Car Supercenter in Petersburg. Both are fully stocked with quality used cars and trucks. All makes and models under $5,000. And best single used car from Priority comes with Priorities for Life. Oil and filter changes and statements even guarantee your engine's cars. Priorities for Life saves our customers thousands. Why pay for an oil change ever again? Get your and choose from hundreds of used cars at Priority West End and Priority Super in Petersburg. Shop online at PriorityUsed.com.
Summertime is here. Oh, Hoagie Fest. Here I come. Get me
started. Go! Hoagie Fest is back to make your summer fun. Grab any Cloudy 9. You know, gotta have a Wawa. Mold store for details.
Hoagie. At Wawa. And to celebrate all the summer fun, all standard size candy is 2 for $2. With peanut M&Ms, Reese in your cup, Skittles, peanut more. You can mix and match all your favorites. For you, Haribo gummy bears for a friend. Or 2 Hershey caramel bars all up. Wherever your adventures take you, take along the sweetest part of Hoagie Fest. 2 candy bears. Gotta have a Wawa. See store for details.
You know what I wish when I'm traveling, and I'm always traveling? I could take all my DVR shows with me. A work trip here, a vacation there. Oh, the episodes just pile up. And I don't want to be that person always saying, stop talking. Why doesn't somebody just make it possible for me to get my DVR shows on my tablet? So watch it on the plane or on the beach or am.
We're with you. With Xfinity, you can DVR shows and watch them on any mobile device. Anywhere. Like on a trip to the Caribbean.
I think you mean the Caribbean.
Whatever. There too. He is perfect for people on the go. Switch to the Xfinity X1 Triple Play from Comcast for $79.99 a month for a year. And get $100 fast speeds up to 105 megabits for one full year. And at X1 DVR service. Only at Xfinity.com. All restrictions apply. New starter at starter like homemade. Equipment, taxes, and fees including broadcast TV, fee and RSM fee extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates of return required.
The Rock Over at West Broad Village continues this Saturday at 7 p.m. With Kid Rock at the pad next to a Loft Hotel. Plus an array of restaurants offering delicious food, too. Visit West Broad Village on Facebook.
In full swing at Capital Ale House. Summer beers from Virginia's favorite craft tab. Dine outside on Cap Ale Scene. The kitchen is open late every night until 1 a.m. Spend the summer at Capital Ale House, downtown Innsbruck and Midlothian. More at CapitalAleHouse.com.
The Home Depot is on Glidden Premium Interior. Right now, Glidden Interior 97. So, let's cover more ground and walls and ceilings. Glidden Premium offers fresh color and solid performance. The best value paint at the season. Let's do the time, get an extra $2 off 1 gallon interior paint. So, more saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Now, back to Elliot and the XL 102.
I got something to say, a confession to make. I've been led astray. Hearts try to change, but I'm set in my ways. My words mean nothing again. I promised I'd be good.
Alright, we gotta get into some dirt. After that, I'm gonna give you tickets to Tickle's concert. Taking place here in D.C. October the 16th with Roger Waters, Cheryl Crow, and Billy Corgan. First though, Diane. Let's get into some dirt, please.
Extra father, extra stock time.
Oh, you know what?
Say that. Biggest fan.
He broke down. He did tell Jackie that, because he's bored and stiff, like they're waiting on parts. He did tell Jackie that he was, like, regular show was coming back.
There you go.
So, yeah, no, he's set.
17th season.
Most successful reality show of all time.
That's not right.
Yeah, it is.
Dude.
Yeah, say Idol or Survivor.
Years is definitely Survivor.
Yeah.
May beat it, but that's it. That lasted Idol.
Well, no, but they got more. Because they're in the 20s now. Last one. They're not?
No.
I thought it was like season 20.
No. It's season.
Brother. They just wrapped up 14 for Idol.
Say hello to
Eighth season premiere of Duck Dynasty is on tonight on A&E. Celebrity Wife Swap. Oh, Vince Neil and Gunnar Nelson.
Nelson.
Swapping wives tonight. Schwarzenegger and Mike Birbiglia on Which to Be Fallon tonight.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, for Seinfeld fans, as 180 episodes, all of them now streaming on Hulu. You got to pay for that, though. Kevin Spacey developing a White House resident that is set sort of a beltway version of Downton Abbey. That's according to people in the know. It's all of ships between White House and the various first families. So kind of like people
don't like them calling it Downton Abbey. To me means old period piece. No, so how did Martha Washington? Don't care.
Fox News is not renewing its contract with Sarah Palin.
Damn it, I was hoping you were going to say Tucker Carlson, that big piece of crap.
What did he do to you?
I hate his guts.
What did he do?
That's a very long story, Diane.
Anyway, so she joined the group as a contributor after she and John McCain lost the 2008 election. I guess it's back for a brief period of time remedied, but now they're saying they're not.
Okay, but I mean, it's not like she's on all the time or every day.
there. The people
Tucker Carlson, they should fire him.
The people at Amazon.com say they saw a 1,500 increase in sales for the kids' Crocs that Prince George was seen wearing.
Oh, my God.
In those pictures where him and his mom were running around at a the other, and I think her wearing, I think that's sold out for, like, back order or something like that. Anytime they're photographed.
Wait, was she
in anything?
Did they to her wearing it?
Yeah.
And now it's sold out?
Something like that, yeah. Anytime you see them wearing something that a normal person could buy, kids wearing Crocs.
God.
1,500% in sales just because the Royals. Chad Kroeger diagnosed with a vocal cyst. Quebec is going to scrap all of their summer tour dates so he can have surgery. Expect him to make a full recovery. Former college football coach Lou Holtzman is out of their $1.6 million house in Orlando, which officials say was destroyed by a fire. Likely caused by a lightning strike. This actually happened early in 11,000 square foot home.
Who is this?
Lou Holtz.
Oh, no kidding.
And his wife, Kennedy, in Orlando. Actually, a very Tony part of Orlando. Smoke alarms about 2:30 in the morning. He'd go upstairs to get his wallet and his cell phone, but he couldn't because there was too much smoke. And ran outside. 60 firefighters responding to the blaze. They said he's obviously very thankful that he was able to make it out safely with his wife, but sadly, half of his memorabilia collection in that fire. Yeah. Liam's business venture apparently this company along with Adam Levine and Toby Maguire. Don't know why. It's called Casper Sleep. Also, John Rich opening up the
John Rich, you some bitch.
Restaurants next year in Nashville, Sierra, which you may know is also the name of his lifestyle brand.
Mm-hmm.
T-shirts, caps, accessories, etc. Woody Harrelson and Rob Reiner for a new movie about LBJ to shoot in New Orleans. It'll be called LBJ. And it's all portions of Dallas and Washington, D.C. as well. People who can't make the shows by the Grateful Dead to experience it all. So they announced that they're going to be webcasting it on YouTube. $20 a night for this coming up June 27th. $20 a night if you want to see the Chicago shows July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. A 19-year-old by the name of Tom Holland has been named as the new Spider-Man. He's still to come out in 2017.
How old does he look like a kid?
He is 19.
He looks younger than that.
He is 19 and British, just like the last guy, Andrew Garfield.
Oh, okay.
Are saying that in Captain America Civil War, no official word, though, that one comes out. And Rick Ross, one of his bodyguards, arrested in Atlanta early today for being assault, taken into custody without incident by the U.S. Marshal, Fayette County Jail, facing nothing, assault, and aggravated battery. The bodyguard also being held. Apparently, this is all over in one of his houses a couple of weeks as he had an argument with a guy who was doing some sort of repair work at the residence, and then it escalated to the point where he used a pistol whipping and not letting the man leave the house.
Right, so there's your kidnapping charge.
The kidnapping charge. More detail.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Diane. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468. Call me right now. I'll give you a pair of tickets. It's the Music Heals Benefit. It'll take place at Constitution on October the 16th. You'll see Roger Waters. You'll see Tom Morello. You'll see Sheryl Crow. You will see Billy Corgan. Call me right now. I'd like to give you a pair of tickets. I will release those. Will go on sale Friday morning through LiveNation.com. But call me right now and I'll give you a pair of tickets. 866-2-Elliot-6-235-5456.
I'm going to mark hemorrhoids even though we don't see them.
Elliot in the Morning.
To Metro PCS today and get a free 4G LTE smartphone. Sales tax from great phones like the LG LTE. Not only will you get a free smartphone, you'll also get amazing coverage on the fast, nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile. And since you keep your old phone number, risk of inheriting some number previously to the list, good luck with that one. And carry your number over to Metro PCS for a brand new 4G fast, nationwide T-Mobile network. And as always with Metro PCS, no annual contract. Free phone, data, talk, and text. Blazing fast network. What's not to like? So come into Metro PCS today, because there's never to move your number to Metro PCS. Limited time offer. Verizon reading excludes numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. Best available everywhere. See store or Metro PCS terms and conditions.
Hey, it's TMO, and I know a lot of you think of H.H. Gregg, and you think this. But if you're trying to get that patio summer ready, H.H. Gregg, also your spot for patio furniture, grills, refrigerators, ovens, and ranges, Gregg's got it. Plus, next day delivery, Gregg's got it. And right now at H.H. Gregg, get a 24-month special financing, plus save an extra 5% when you use your H.H. Gregg credit card. Visit H.H. Gregg and H.H. Top brands, low prices, fast delivery. Approval next day delivery available on in-stock appliances only. See store for details.
Are you ready for your shopping into high gear? Then hop in and come along for the ride during the shift into skip at Colonial Honda and Chad in the new 015 Accord LX CVT sedan with satellite radio backup, 30-month lease payment to fit just about any budget. Just $189 a month with $1,999 do it. Colonial Honda has over 150 new Accords and Civics ready to hit the highways. And you new 015 Civic at Colonial with 0% financing for 48 months. Local dealer with a worthwhile difference. Get your 100,000-mile limited LD on every new Honda purchase. So shift into summer now at MyCom. Then take I-95 to Colonial Honda in Chester.
This excludes tax, zero security deposit, and $399 processing. Make financing for 48 months of financing on approved HFS Super Preferred Credit and 7615.
For you, it's the all-kinda day. For your car battery, it's a struggle in the scorching heat. Come on today for a free check and make sure, at the very least, it'll give your battery a break while we take care of the AFA few minutes.
Let off with some steam and beat at Colonial Shooting Academy every Tuesday, ladies, because that's when it's half off all lane rentals for you all day. Or guys, make it a good 2-for-1 on lane rentals. Colonial Shooting Academy gives you a free lane rental with any gun purchase. They'll buy back your used guns when you purchase a new one from them, and Colonial should be the source for all your